hypnotic face.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Whee!
The year 2002, everyone.
All relaxed from our vacations, are we?
We are live.
The holidays?
We haven't been live in, what, 2 weeks now, Anthony?
It's been a while.
What day is it today? January 2nd, 2002.
It was very nice to come back and come back on time, not have to worry over the vacation if we had a job. Like last year, this is kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Stress-free.
That's right. We didn't have to do that big meeting this year.
No big meeting with any big wigs.
Nice. Couple phone numbers. Oh, wow. They got, like, new things up over there.
What's that?
What was wrong with the old phone number sign?
Oh.
Look how confusing that is.
There's a New York City number. There's all shows give out that number. Then there's the O&A national number.
And then the Don and Mike national number. Which ones do we choose?
Oh, no. There's too many numbers.
I don't know which phone numbers to read.
What are we going to do?
All right, in the New York area, 212-757-1027. That's not what we used to use, right?
Which one? For all shows?
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Looks like everyone was hard at work while we were gone. They made new signs to screw us up.
Changing phone numbers?
No, we used the other one, right? All shows. So 877-692-1027 if you're in the New York area, right?
And then the national number.
Well, then I say everyone else, including...
Buffalo.
Poor Buffalo. Holy S, Buffalo.
Yeah.
You can give us a call, 866-277-4WOW. 7 feet of snow in Buffalo.
Wow. Hope you enjoyed your November.
Thank God I got out of Buffalo 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's something. That's rough.
Yeah, 7 feet of snow. 7 feet of snow in Buffalo.
They couldn't even plow it out of the way. They were picking it up on big bulldozers and carting it out.
The best, and I used to watch people do this when I was living up there, snow blowing the roof of your house. Snow blowing the roof of your house, because you got to get the snow off, obviously, because, you know, your freaking roof could come in on you.
Collapse or something. Those poor bastards. Well, that's what you get.
I was up there for some of those insane storms, but this takes the cake, they're saying, right?
Yeah, this was the most snow they had over that time period.
Right. After getting snow in November for the first time in recorded history.
Yeah.
And now it's snowing in, what, Atlanta today?
Yeah. I don't know what we're doing with the weather.
That global warming thing is nothing.
Nah. I kind of enjoy it, but then it kind of screws things up like that. You get a little snow here. As long as we get off with a mild winter here in New York City, I could care less. I don't care what happens.
It's coming.
That's what they say, but, you know, you got to worry, and it's so true. You got to worry
when
they say...
You walked out the door today going, what the S is going on, right?
It's kind of nice.
It sucked.
Why?
It's getting cold in New York.
It was warmer than it was. Look at us arguing about it like two old men. It was warmer yesterday. Okay.
No way did someone see me skiing in Vermont. Pat, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Did you up in Vermont? Because I'm not going to say where or not, but I was up in Vermont and I...
You can say, because I'm not there anymore. You idiot.
True. No, because I was up over at Stratton.
Uh-huh.
And I could have sworn, I don't know, it's just a quick thing someone skiing by it looked like. And,
hey, the first curse of 2002, you tool.
I was skiing in Vermont, but not Stratton. I went to a chemo and then did a day trip to Killington and rocked.
Did they actually have snow up there?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It was a lot of rock skiing, you know, but...
So was it him? Did he see you?
He said
Stratton. I don't know. I don't think so. I doubt it was him.
Okay.
Was he a good skier?
Not bad.
You don't want people thinking it's you if he sucks.
Right.
He's going down with the pie wedge. He's doing the pie wedge plowing down the hill.
No, I was at a chemo. They took care of me up there. Great Mountain and Killington, of course.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thanks,
second of all, I got an XFL football game from you guys signed it.
All right.
And one of them has go Jets from Stinky. And I got offered a lot of money for that ball. Just the only one around.
Stinky's signature is...
And yours, and the coach Tillman.
Oh,
pretty
wow,
funny,
XFL ball.
Hey, the only one around.
Hey, thanks for bringing up the Jets. I really appreciate that, Pat. First day back. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have a good year, guys.
Any little opportunity that gets dangled in front of that team, they will just blow it.
All right. There you go. Yeah, I blew off my family for Christmas.
You did.
Well, I went with Rick's family. Mm. You know, Sandy and I and then the rest of the gang. We rented a house up there in Vermont for five days. But I was supposed to come home.
How many people in one house?
There was like 10 of us.
Yeah.
It was great, though.
Well, Puerto Ricans are used to that, right? Sure.
I'm not actually used to having a whole house to use.
That's true. Just a room or a basement or a cell.
Exactly.
Now, this ski house in Ludlow, it slept like 20 people.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, we had a good time, but I was supposed to come home Christmas morning to spend it with my family.
Home for the holidays, hoping.
I blew them off to go skiing at Killington for the day. Not feeling any guilt whatsoever.
Really? You didn't do the dinner with the family?
No, I was supposed to, but I decided, the skiing was too good.
Wow.
And I couldn't be happier, so.
You didn't catch any grief from the family?
No, they could care less that I was not there either, so.
Because me, I know, I got to see my family. Every Christmas Eve is the big tradition with my family. So, you know, we go out to Grandma's house, same place we had Thanksgiving. And I'm always learning something new. You know, they eat a lot of fish.
Your family?
The Italians on Christmas, yeah.
I thought it was meatballs.
Well, that too. There's like 8,000 things thrown out all over the place. But a lot of fish. And, you know, fish have bones in it. You know, there was one piece of fish I took a bite into. It was like I bit into a pincushion. And I spit it out and I go, what is up with this? Why are there bones sticking out? Oh, you just got to know how to eat it. Like, eat it, there are bones. There's fish without bones. Go, that's why, and then my aunt tells me this. That's why you got to go to church and have your throat blessed. And I was like, I'm like, wait a minute, what? I go, you're kidding, right? No. The Italians, hope you get this. They go to church, like around the holidays, and the priest or whatever it is gets these two, I guess, candles or something and puts them next to your throat and gives it a blessing so you don't choke on a fish bone. It's the not choking prayer.
That's funny.
How about if you live in Chelsea, can he bless your throat and keeping the HIV from passing through?
The ninja.
The bug.
Hey, Norton, what's going on, bro?
Howdy, Ope.
All right. God. And then I went out to Colorado. And then took a little day trip into Utah to the Arches National Park, which looks like a bunch of movies were filmed out there. Like Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, and a lot of cowboy movies, Galaxy Quest, a desert scene. It looks like Mars. And there are these huge boulders teetering, just resting precariously on, like, it looks like a golf tee. It looks like someone teed up a huge boulder.
When you say huge boulders, how big?
Yeah. Take the size of this building across, the entire building, make it round, and a boulder that big.
And what is it resting on?
Sitting on a base that is a few yards across.
Oh, wow.
And it's like a spike in the middle of the desert, and it's just teetering there, waiting for either a minute to go by or 10,000 years to go by for it to fall. No one knows. Somewhere in between there. Could fall on us. Could fall on whatever populates the earth in a million years.
But what a way to go.
Yeah. I know. I'm looking up just going, if this thing fell on me, it's got to be God's ultimate little joke. It's been sitting here. Dinosaurs walked by and looked and went, wow, that is precariously perched. But it's going to fall on me. So we were walking around all those arches and stuff. And I learned a lot about that whole thing. The harder material, like the boulders, rest atop these soft pillars. And erosion, wind, whatever, over millions of years, wipes away a lot of the real estate under the boulder. So it just sits there. Eventually it'll fall, but that eventually, you know, will be long gone, Opie.
I don't like learning about stuff like that.
I was looking at stuff that I'm sure, you know, primitive man looked at, and it looked exactly the same. That's how insignificant we are.
I don't want to
listen. I was in God's country.
I don't want to listen.
Marlboro country.
That's
I don't know.
That stuff freaks you out. It's like, why bother even living? No one's even going to remember you were here.
I'm doing a whole bunch of reading about this area, you know?
Yeah.
And one part really freaked me out. The reason a lot of this happens is because of the salt foundation that is laid in this desert. And then other sediments and stuff build up around it, and the salt is unstable, so it collapses, makes a bunch of caves and arches and whatnot. But you know where the salt came from, Opie?
Mm.
Oceans that had evaporated. I was in there going, wow, when did that happen? I don't remember seeing that on CNN.
Well, it happened in the early 80s, Anthony.
When was there an ocean here in the desert?
You can comprehend something happening in the early 80s, right?
It freaks you out.
I don't even want to think about it.
I'm standing there going, oh, this is old. This is some old stuff.
One summer I went to the rainforest in Seattle, Washington, or north of Seattle. I think it's the Ho Rainforest. And they had these huge prehistoric trees that fell down.
Yeah.
That had to be like 30 feet across. I mean, just humongous tree.
Yeah.
Just imagine a humongous tree, maybe about 20 to 25 feet across, okay? Completely down in the forest.
It had fallen so many years ago.
Many years ago, because growing out of the middle of this humongous tree is another humongous tree that is feeding off the dead tree.
So first you had
you
to go back.
You start doing the math in your head, and you just want to go home to mama and suckle. Because you cannot comprehend that much time going by.
When you're in those situations, you realize what a little speck of crap we are.
Nothing we are.
Of nothingness. And when people start talking like they're so bold how, you know, we have to do things to save the planet. And it's our responsibility to make sure the animals and this and each other are taken care of. It's nothing. It's the drops that hit the windshield while they're on high. That's what we are. Blip, whoosh, gone. Blip, whoosh, gone. No paying attention to it. Blip, whoosh, gone. The drops, Opie, hitting the windshield
right,
when it's
stop.
On as fast as you can imagine. When you look and go, God damn, I got fast wipers. Blip, whoosh, gone. That's us. Don't sweat it.
All right. We got to go to Buffalo here.
David,
we
Buffalo.
Have to. Oh, a call. David, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Listen.
We've been watching you on TV for the last, week and a half now.
Did you see me? I was the guy with the shovel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you guys can't even conceptualize the kind of snow we have.
I've been up there. I mean, not obviously this is the worst ever, but I've been up there for some of them. I mean, you drive down the roads and you're driving in half tunnels because the snow is piled 10 to 12 feet high on the sides of some of these roads.
Well, it's not even, it's every road now. I mean, you hit a main road. Did you want to throw in your Buffalo plug here where you knew what you were talking about?
Yeah. Main road, I don't know,
say you're passing through Tonawanda.
Ooh.
Oh, Tonawanda, okay.
Is that a local reference?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was going
to
say more like Lockport.
Well, you're pretty north of the city. They got a lot, too. But anyway.
Cheektowaga would have been a great reference there,
Cheektowaga.
Jimmy.
Cheektowarsa. As you're driving through.
A Polish community. Cheektowaga.
It's as high as your van, as your SUV. You can't see driveways. You can't see in. You can't see out. It's just snow.
Know what I don't miss about Buffalo? You guys will not see the ground now until early April.
Oh, yeah. We're doomed. And we're going to get a lot more because, you know, we were significantly warmer in the past summer. The lake temperature is much, much warmer. It hasn't even begun to freeze. So as cold air comes down over the Great Lakes, it picks up the warm, moist water, hits the cold land, and drops it.
Well, that's called the lake effect snow, yeah. What's weird is what you go a little south of Buffalo and they got, what, 2 inches of snow?
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of the 7 feet?
Yeah.
Right, man. Well, hang in there, David.
More beer.
It's going to be a while before we make it to Buffalo. We'll let this little winter thing pass by before we
well, go road on the trip. Radio. I think you've heard Buffalo Radio, and you know what we suffer with.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you guys.
Yeah, I saw Larry Norton the other day. He was just terrific. It's like listening to your grandfather.
Yeah, anyone with any type of talent left the city years ago. No offense to Buffalo, but, you know, it's one of those radio towns. You cut your teeth and you move on.
That's right.
If you're celebrating 20 years at the same station in Buffalo, that's not a good thing.
All right, gentlemen. Drive fast. Take chances.
All right, David. Thank you.
All right.
That's what they do up there. They don't care.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Someone wants us to make us feel even more insignificant. Adam, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I just wanted you to know that, you know, that the sun is going to eventually expand past our planet, destroying everything in its path, and then become a white dwarf. So we really don't matter at all.
Yeah,
that's
but you know what?
So long.
But I could rationalize that in my head. I'm worrying about civilization after we all pass. I'm just thinking that we'll be so knowledgeable that we'll figure it out and we'll move the whole civilization to another planet.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, well. That's pretty much it. Bye.
That's what we'll do.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll rock it off just like we're going to do in 2001. Oh, that's right. We didn't. Yeah, that's right. 2001 passed. Where's our big spaceship going to Jupiter?
Absolutely.
To see things. Yeah, where's the flying cars? Oh, you know something? The guy's got a point. We're not inventing things. We're not going to go and recolonize someplace. We're just going to have to burn up when the sun gets too big. Maybe we'll adapt.
I don't know about
Maybe
that.
Maybe we'll walk around with cooling coils on our head.
Look what has happened to video games, Anthony.
Yes. Very good segue. Hope you got the best present ever. What did you get, a Game Boy?
I got the, I'm like addicted to PlayStation 2, and you know what, now I gotta get the Xbox too, because I was at Joey Paisano's house for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox freaking rocks.
Yeah?
It freaking rocks.
Did he have the one with the serial numbers all scratched off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did he? When it fell off the truck down there in Little Italy?
But I really don't know what's going on in the world, because I just spent the last 2 weeks between skiing and playing video games. I have no clue. Did we get Osama? I have no idea.
No.
I heard about some guy, sneaker bomb or something.
Shoe bomber,
I heard a little bit about that. And I took a peek at the Jets just completely destroying their season once again. But besides that, I was playing NHL 2002.
Oh, good, yeah.
More than Grand Theft Auto 3, my friend.
Uh-oh.
I'm now addicted to NHL 2002, taking a break from the Grand Theft Auto 3.
I don't know.
And my brother Quinn gets me the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Which beats PlayStation 2, Xbox, and all computer games.
You got to think of it not like the old Game Boy, which is very blocky and clunky. The graphics on this are just like you get in an arcade.
Well, and that's the point I was going to make. You got me the retro little game thing where you throw it into the slot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's five games on there.
Yeah.
That in the early 80s, late 70s would have been five huge machines at the bowling alley. Uh-huh. Is now in the little Game Boy Advance.
And not the cheap Atari version of Pac-Man.
No.
You get the real version.
It's the original arcade games.
Pretty good.
I was playing Ms. Pac-Man on the screen. It is as big as a postage stamp.
Really? How do you do that?
It's not easy. It's kind of a pain in the ass, but it's fun to be able to play Ms. Pac-Man on the train like that.
Yeah. That was Grand Theft Auto 3.
You finally did Grand Theft Auto 3?
Yeah. Well, I could get it away from the girlfriend. She likes it. She likes running people over and stuff. But, we've been playing that one. God damn, what a great game.
I told you.
But you know what the one downer is? You walk, you go to work, and
hush, hush at the
AM. Hush, hush at
the AM. It's the radio stations.
She's on fire.
And the cars, right?
Yeah. And I'm singing the dopey songs that are playing along in the cars that you jack.
You know you can turn off the radio in that game.
I don't know. It's kind of fun when you get in. You never know what's going to be on. Hey, you get in there and just start running people over and killing them and... great game.
What's your best part of Grand Theft Auto 3?
I'm actually liking getting the stunt bonuses when I'm not killing people, but just walking around, getting out of the car with the baseball bat, and just beating people over the head. I just went on a rampage in the park where I would just beat people over the head with the bat and take their money. That was fun, and then when the cops are on to you, you hop in a car,
and you take off.
Take off. You drive around very quickly and jump things.
I like
to crash and kill things.
My new favorite thing is to steal the cab.
Yeah,
you could be cab driver guy,
uh-huh.
and you can pick up people and drop them off at these locations where no one's around. And I'll take a look and go, wait, there's no one around. So I'll jump out of the car after they get out and beat the crap out and get their money back.
Yeah, you got it. It's your duty.
Yeah, it's fun.
And now just got to that new level, or the new...
Staunton?
Staunton, yeah. Got out of
You got
Portland.
Out of Portland, nice.
Staunton all opened up brand new now, so you got to learn the roads again. You kind of get used to one area. You drive around and go, okay, I know that's up here on the right, you know. Kind of swinging around. And then you get the new area. It's like, oh, it's kind of scary. I spent about an hour, 2 hours just doing insane stunt bonuses by the docks.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ramp set up by all these tractor trailers, the trailers. And you jump them. And you get little bonuses if you do a flip
or stuff,
things like that. But then you got to jam on the brakes, or you go right off into the water. What a great game. God damn.
Check Bravo. Check out the parking garages.
Go to the top level of the parking garage.
Yeah.
You'll have some fun up there, yeah. Because they got ramps set up, and then you're jumping over buildings with your cars.
Nice.
And then, of course, Evercrack, too. EverQuest, I was playing that a lot. Got to thank Joe. God damn Joe, helping me out from Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's a guy on EverQuest on the same server I'm on.
Mm.
He hooked me up with stuff, helps me power level. We're just friends there, Norton.
Yeah.
Friends helping friends in the video game world.
Two men typing in LOL.
Two men.
Let's get Norton involved in the conversation. Yeah,
Norton knows nothing about video games.
Pick up any hookers over the holiday?
Yeah. Well, today's topics so far are weather, earth science, and computer games. Nobody in this room is ever getting laid again.
Yeah,
they can sully it with prostitute chat.
That's funny. Let's go to a couple more phones here. Jimmy, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, bro.
I was just wondering, total estimation, how many hours do you think you guys play Grand Theft Auto 3?
Well, I was playing like 12 hours a day. No joke, I was. But now I'm playing NHL 2002. I'm playing a whole season on the PlayStation 2. So why? You're playing a lot?
Yeah, my friend lives in Quincy. I just go to over his house and play with him a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's your favorite radio station on the game?
I like the talk stations.
I like Chatterbox.
Yeah, Chatterbox, that's right. You notice when, you know, they're sometimes they're talking, you realize they're talking about you?
Yeah.
That is the most bizarre thing.
I like when you
steal a mafia guy's car,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you just happen to have Chatterbox on, and they're talking about how they're, you know, when they find the son of a bitch that just hijacked them, you know, they're going to kill him and stuff. And you're like, wait a minute, that's me!
I like when you jack the Diablo's cars, the Spanish guys.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what are you doing? And then you get in.
You know you can make their car. You know you can make their cars bounce, right?
You could do the bounce.
Yeah, you could make their cars bounce.
I got the codes off the internet.
Ah, that's classic.
I'm trying to find if there's anything else you could do with this game. I've checked out all the cheat codes and I've picked up the hookers.
Hey, did you beat that race?
The race.
Did you do the race? We got to get to the phone.
Oh,
and
no,
you
got
to line up. There's three cars. It's hard to win in any of the races.
I just went on to another mission.
Well, know what you got to do. There's some really, really fast cars you got to find.
Yeah, but even then, you got to keep it on the goddamn road.
Oh,
and those guys are trashing you. And their computer, what's up?
What?
Steve C has a solution?
Wait, Steve, you got addicted to Grand Theft Auto 3 over Breakthrough?
My chick regrets ever buying a tournament.
She is furious because I was up until 3 a.m. the morning after Christmas.
Oh, early after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I was I was so addicted over the last 2 weeks. I would play Grand Theft Auto 3, NHL 2002. Then I would take a break from those games and pick up my Game Boy Advance to play, old school. Galaga.
Look at you.
Well, how about sex?
I had some of that.
Did that come into play?
I had some of that.
And to answer your question about the race, the way you do it is you use, and I know this goes against your ethics, but you use the code for the tank.
No, I don't like
you
the
get the
cards.
Tank and position yourself perpendicular to the other cars in the race.
Right.
And the second the thing goes, you run over all the other cars.
And you win.
You're the only one. Or you can use the code that blows up every other car on the street.
Oh!
So again, you're the only car.
Or racing. Just get the bazooka out. You're going to have some fun with
the bazooka.
The bazooka.
I don't know. I don't like the I like the cheats that you put in that give you the massive amounts of gore and disgust. Those are good. I just don't like the extra stuff cheats.
For a game console game, how unbelievable is
that? Yeah, very good.
And the graphics
looks great.
Aren't
yeah.
bad at all. Jimmy, what's going on? Jimmy!
Hello.
Jimmy wanted to say, Ope ever jump in the back of a pickup truck.
Mm.
Did you do that?
No.
Grand Theft Auto 3?
You can just start shooting people?
Yeah, you can jump in the back of the pickup trucks, and then they'll drive you around, you can shoot and stuff.
I like grabbing a bus and just full blast a bus down the street and rear-end someone stopped at a light. And see how far that car goes flying. It's amazing. It goes flying.
Anthony, what's up?
Hey, man. I just wanted to say that I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
And also on Grand Theft Auto 3, on the third level, on short side valve, there's a spot on the east side of the airport where there's two ramps in a row where you can jump off of one, do a 360 flip, and keep on going to the next ramp, jump off of that, and you can get a $20,000 bonus.
Nice. You get the, yeah, you get money for the stunt bonuses.
Nice. All right, thanks.
And also, I was wondering where I can find the tank over there in Portland. Is it over there in Portland?
The what?
The tank. Or do I have to wait for, like, the CIA and everybody else who's coming after me? Because I
don't want to
call the cops and CIA.
I thought he said taint.
I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know. I'm only halfway through Staunton.
Yeah, I've only had it for about a week, but I've been playing it every single night.
Yeah, it's really addicting.
It is.
All right, thank you, Anthony.
All right,
bye.
One more call, and we'll take a quick break here. Tommy, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I beat it. Grand Theft Auto 3?
You beat it?
Dude, there is nothing else to do in life when you're done with it. I'm just waiting for 4 to come out now. I have to spend time with my family and my girlfriend and stuff. It's fucked. Miserable. Friday night he came over. We went out with a couple girls. We came back. And he's like, you want to play the game? I was like, yeah. It was like 2 in the morning. So we're on the mission on the Shoreside Vale.
Yeah.
And he beats the mission. And the credits came on. I looked at him like, what did you just do? He's like, I think you just beat it. I was like, dude, now what are we going to do? There's nothing else to do in life.
That's so bad.
There's that new game, Max Payne, which is out. It sucks, though. It's not as cool as this one.
I'm not too happy with the Max Payne yet.
It's
a computer game. They slammed it into a console game, and it doesn't quite work as well. But
there's another one coming out. I forgot the name. It's by Rockstar Games, and it's cool because you're in a gang. And I think it's coming out February 2nd.
State of
Emergency, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's out February 2nd. Looks cool. I'm waiting for that one now.
All right, cool, Tommy.
Later, guys.
Bye. Yeah, we're meeting with the Rockstar people this summer.
Yes.
We love the people from Rockstar.
Meeting with our favorite game people.
Kind of exciting, I think.
State of Emergency, the cover's hysterical. There's just some homie G-Money guy on the cover. Some big black dude. And just flames and pandemonium going on behind them.
That's good enough for me. I'm sold. Al the cop, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Hey.
I got to say, all my sergeant studying time for the test is completely down the toilet with this game. It's unbelievable. My favorite part thus far has been picking up the hooker, going into an alleyway and having your health go up and your money go down.
Yeah.
And what she finishes, just clock over there and take your money back.
Oh, yeah. I learned that little trick early on in the game. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I figured that about 2 weeks. I just hit Shoreside Vale. But I had to go back because there were a couple of the races that are really difficult to win. I had to wait until I got faster cars later in the game. Then I went back and got through the stuff. But did any of you guys get the flying code to work yet? I cannot get the flying code to work.
I haven't tried that one yet.
Yeah, because they got planes in the hangars when you get to Shoreside Vale. But, of course, you sit there for 3 hours and accomplish nothing. You know, his code doesn't work, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone can help us out with that.
Definitely a crack addiction, guys. Take it easy, man.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of people got Grand Theft Auto 3 for Christmas, man.
Look at this, one of the screenshots from State of Emergency.
Oh.
Everyone breaking into a department store, looting it as it's in flames.
That looks cool.
Now, that looks like a fun little game to play.
And that comes out in a month?
Yeah.
You know what? I have a feeling we might have a couple copies in our hands by Friday.
If we could get some advance.
If that game is coming out February 2nd, and we're meeting with Rockstar Friday, it's got to be done.
We want the advanced game.
Yeah.
We'll play that one.
We should take a quick break
here. Take a little break ski.
A lot of pets that need to be adopted, and I'd like to talk about that when we get back.
You dick. Shut up, Jim. Get with the times. It's 2002. Jesus. Can't look for a hooker's 24 hours a day. All right, we have lots to do today. We really do, and good news for the fans of the Opie and Anthony show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're going to be pissed that I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah,
less commercials on the Opie and Anthony show.
Ah,
how many people are applauding and saying finally on
NFR
right now? So we'll be back shortly. See, we can say that now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Opie and Anthony show. Can I see your taint?
Nice.
Taint nice.
Taint nice.
Between the peach and the balloon knot. Can we see your butt?
Nice.
I would have to just blank on your chin.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Okay, terrific.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
And the W. We're still sick on 102.7. We got some sports guys 6 to 10 in the morning. Don and Mike, they bring it 10 to 3. You gotta love Opie and Anthony because they get chicks naked 3 to 7. 7 to 11, Ron and Fest. I call him Pharrella Fest. I hope he doesn't mind.
102.7. WNEW.
We're here at Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. Hello, ma'am. I see you and your friends are looking for an appliance.
Oh,
They're not my friends.
No.
They're two weightlifters I hired to help me carry a new refrigerator home with me.
Yeah.
My old one just broke, and I need a new one right away.
Yeah, refrigerator heavy, but not for us.
Yeah, maybe you buy two, huh?
Well, you can buy over 250, because Lowe's has more brand name appliances in stock than anybody else.
All of these are in stock?
They're strong, but we can't carry all of them.
No.
Well, Lowe's can. We'd be happy to deliver any one of our appliances within 24 hours. We'll even haul your old one away for free.
You'll take my old one away for free?
Whoa.
But what about your prices?
That's the best part, because Lowe's promises low prices every day, guaranteed.
I guess that's what they mean by improving home improvement, huh?
Yeah, you people are the best.
So hurry down to Lowe's, because no one can beat our appliance advantage. Could you put me down now, please? See stores, Lowe's.com, or printed advertising for details.
All fans 14 and under will receive a Michael Pekka bobblehead doll this Thursday night when the Islanders battle Pittsburgh. For tickets, call Ticketmaster.
Here are a couple of questions for you. Is it just me, or are sport utilities getting bigger and bigger and bigger? And more importantly, who says bigger always means better? At Subaru, we don't think sport utilities have to be huge to be good. And a perfect example of that is the Subaru Forester. You see, with the Forester, you get it all. The best of a sport utility, like lots of cargo space and the traction and control of full-time all-wheel drive, combined with the best of a car. Easy to get in and out of, a smooth, quiet ride, great gas mileage, and responsive handling. Plus, the Forester has always been the sport utility that's easy to drive. And when it comes to loading your bikes and skis on top, you don't need a stepladder to do it. So test drive the Forester today. It may not be bigger, but then again, bigger doesn't always mean better. Subaru Forester. Sport utility top, car easy.
See your local Subaru dealer, where you'll find all-wheel drive on every vehicle we make.
EPA estimates for the Forester are 22 mpg city and 27 mpg highway automatic transmission. For comparison only.
Skiers and snowboarders, Mountain Creek is open. Check out the conditions on mountaincreek.com and head for the slopes. Mountain Creek, skiing and snowboarding, pure and simple.
It left you in shock and left you guessing. But now, it's back. The Showtime original series, Queer as Folk.
Just because we're gay, it's impossible for us to have a loyal relationship?
Not because we're gay, because we're men.
The show People magazine calls groundbreaking.
Will you marry me?
You aren't serious.
And Newsweek declares honest and wonderful.
You told him you didn't want him to see me anymore.
I just want you safe.
You had no right!
Television's most provocative series returns.
Oops, drop your towel.
No.
And this time, it's taking you places no one else would dare.
You're a fall-down mess.
Beautiful.
I may be a slut, but at least I'm an honest slut.
It's the season premiere that changes everything.
Don't worry, we're still lesbians.
The second season of Queer as Folk, premiering Sunday at 10 sharp, immediately followed by the season premiere of The Chris Isaac Show, only on Showtime. No limits. To order Showtime, call 1-800-OK-Cable or your satellite provider. This program rated TVMA. Viewer discretion advised.
Every year during Grammy Week, the Recording Academy names their Person of the Year. Who is it this year? More after this from Folgers.
This is your wake-up call. Time to reach, go for it all. Folgers burns inside of me, and I know what I can be. Damn it, is the sky. Hey, world, watch me.
February 25th, 2 days before the Grammy telecast, stars from the entertainment industry will be on hand to celebrate Billy Joel's career and a special tribute for his artistic work and his humanitarian efforts. As a Music Cares Person of the Year, Billy joins a lofty group of musicians, including Paul Simon, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, Bonnie Raitt, and David Crosby. The 44th Annual Grammy Awards coming up February 27th, live from Los Angeles. This Grammy moment was brought to you by Folgers.
The airlines like to have sales. Summer getaway sales, autumn leaves sales, holiday sales, winter sales. Truth is, at any moment, some airline somewhere is on sale, with low fares to great destinations. The trick is how to keep track. The answer is Travelocity. It doesn't really matter whether you missed that particular day's newspaper ad or a word-for-bid radio commercial. Travelocity knows exactly what's going on, who's on sale, to where, and when, at over 700 airlines worldwide. We even have this nifty feature that lets you look at a calendar so that you can see exactly the days the great fares are available. You want us to keep track of certain destinations like, say, Orlando or Vegas or Dayton even? We'll send you an email when fares get low. Travelocity opens up a whole new world of travel options you never knew existed. You go places, you save money. You spend less time attention to advertising. Travelocity.com. Go virtually anywhere. AOL keyword, travel.
$1.40, please.
Carl, scoping out gas prices.
Oh, $1.14. It is diesel, right?
People will go to extremes to save a little money.
Hey!
Progressive Auto Insurance could save you a lot. At Progressive.com, we can give you our price and the rates from up to 3 leading competitors. We want you to save money, even if it's not with us. Shopping for gas may save you pennies. Progressive could save you hundreds. Visit Progressive.com or a local Progressive agent or broker. Not what you'd expect from an insurance company. Not available in all states or situations. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Showtime original series.
Hi, I'm Chris Isaac, and our show is back for an all-new second season. We're back with all-new episodes, new songs, new big-name guest stars, incredulous plot complications. It's going to be funny, I swear.
Really? The Chris Isaac Show, all-new second season.
Did they mention the nudity? You don't want to miss it. Wake up the kids.
Season premieres Sunday, 10:45 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right after Queer as Folk. Only on Showtime. No limits.
The Obie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show here.
Streamline.
Who needs that clutter?
Clutter.
Hey, did Zombie open up for Ozzy?
Yeah, it's great.
I heard Zombie kicked Ozzy's ass.
No, he certainly didn't.
Uh-oh, don't be saying that then. Or...
No, he did. I watched it. He didn't. I've seen him before. He did not kick. He was good, and the fire was nice.
Look, we got on to something that Norton can relate to finally.
But no, he did.
Look at you defending your Ozzy. Relax,
Ozzy's
dude.
He's 53. He should be right now eating a peach and enjoying retirement, but instead, he's going on at 11 o'clock.
Relax. I think Ozzy could handle himself there, Jimmy.
Wow.
Look how excited you get. Ben said the show sucked.
Yes, Ben did not like the Ozzy show.
You could be honest.
No, Rob Zombie, I thought, kicked his ass. But when you go and see, you know, it was cool to see Ozzy, but I just was like, whatever. I didn't think it was that great. You know. My honest opinion. I thought Rob Zombie was awesome.
Oh.
Thought Ozzy, you know. Yeah, it was cool to see him, but it wasn't that great.
Now, Rob Zombie's cute, dressed like a little caveman with the fire going all over the place. Oh, look, more fire, hun. Elbow.
Caveman. Dressed like a caveman.
He does look like a caveman.
He does. That's he kicked ass. Funny. Zombie kicked ass.
But Zombie was great.
Ozzy could follow anyone, anytime.
Yeah, all right. Ken from the city, real fast on the instant feedback. You can get to the instant feedback through opieandanthony.com, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, Ann, on Grand Theft Auto 3, do you only make right-hand turns?
Three rights, make a left turn, too, in that game.
I was driving up to Vermont when we were replaying the whole mother-in-law story thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, I forgot how funny that was and how uncomfortable that day was when we finally opened up.
I laughed.
Ah, yeah. Someone's going to abuse us here, I think. TJ, what's up?
Hey, ONA.
Hey.
Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Hey man, that, holy yes, that was the, quickest commercial break ever.
Really?
I swear. It was almost, what, 5-6 minutes?
Yeah. West Coast Dave is even checking in from San Francisco saying, nice.
Nice.
It makes a world of difference.
Check out Max Payne, guys. PS2.
I played the, PC version. I loved it. Thought Max Payne was good, but, I don't know, Stinky has a problem with it. I haven't played it yet. I want to play it.
It's sweet.
It was a great game for the computer, right?
Yeah.
Stinky says it's eh.
That's a Stinky, though.
Get Stinky in here.
How long did Stinky sit on that goddamn Madden 2000 football game?
Played some of the Madden 2002 over break.
Yeah.
That's an insane game.
Can't go wrong with the sports games.
Right.
Yeah, well,
you don't like the Max Payne?
It's not that I don't like it, I just didn't get into it that much. You can just tell it's a computer game that they threw on the PlayStation.
No, it's a little more involved. You gotta do a few more little things. At least they're on the computer version, the controls and stuff. Did you go to the bullet speed?
Yeah.
It slows down, you do some matrix moves and stuff. It's pretty cool. I like
not bad,
it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what Dave has. Dave, what's going on?
Dave?
Boys, what's going on?
Hey, bro.
Hello. Yeah, I got word. A friend of mine who's like the guru of gaming.
that Rockstar Games in the next 4 months is going to have like a Riot game come out.
Just
state of emergency.
State of emergency. We were just talking about.
Yeah.
Where you been?
In early February.
Oh, the delay is so long. You know, I'm still holding back about a few days now. And I know how much you like EverQuest.
Yes.
This summer, there's going to be a superhero version of that game coming out.
Look, that's well over my geek factor, which is already approaching critical.
Is Superman going to be in a wheelchair?
I have no clue. And next year, the Star Wars version comes out.
I'll stick to the version I'm playing.
Can we get Stinky back in here? I got to ask him something about NHL 2002.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few, they call them Easter eggs that you could go to on this game. Did you play NHL 2002 with the big retarded waterheads?
No.
You haven't played?
No, I haven't played.
Oh, that is that an Easter egg? Yeah.
Well, you collect points, you know, as you get better and better at the game, and,
sure.
and you know, blah blah blah. And then you could under the options they have these Easter eggs. So then you can play a game where everyone has just really huge, big, retarded waterheads. And it's really funny.
Like
you haven't gotten there
children.
Yet?
No. Wonderful.
And then there's another Easter egg. It's called Shrink and Grow, I think, where your players either get really small or really big, considering how well they're doing in the game.
Ah.
And I was playing the Flyers, and Lindros, he scores. He becomes this monster on the ice. Dude, monster on the ice, where he's like 10 feet tall, where they're congratulating him because he just scored, and they're high-fiving his knee. That's how big he is in this game. And I'm playing, and I'm the Islanders, and Kavasha is just having a horrendous game. He is this big.
You're a little tiny guy.
He is so small on the screen, you can't even see him. He's like an ant running around.
That's ridiculous.
It's so funny, though.
You can see him smoking some of that stinky weed.
And Lindros...
in the office while they were making that game.
Let's make him small, dude, when they F up. By the way, Lindros was still on the Flyers, but Lindros has a hat trick in the game I'm playing. He's humongous.
Can he actually bust out of the arena?
And I'll bet if you're playing with your friend, you could tease each other like, ah, look, my men are big and yours is small.
Shut up, Norton.
Good one.
Good one.
Just josh each other, you know, in a friendly way.
You're just jealous because you can't even turn on a computer.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. And I can go to Kaza and download scat videos for hours.
Oh, okay.
Sean, what's going on?
I have to say that was the shortest commercial break you guys have ever done.
Yes.
I remember having changed the station to something else in between commercials.
Ah, see? More people listening.
You know what? I think we're on to something. Shorter commercial breaks is a
good
thing.
But now I have a question for you there, Anthony. You play EverQuest, right?
Yeah.
You ever play UO?
No.
Ultimo Online?
I can only deal with one role-playing game at a time.
Well, I'll tell you right now, this is the first ever role-playing game I've ever seen. That you can go to eBay, and I've seen on there a castle in the game being sold for $2,000 cash.
Yeah, they even in EverQuest, they sell characters, like you build up your character up to the higher levels, and then people sell their accounts for pretty big money.
But I gotta go see you guys.
Ask me.
All right, man.
Incidentally, if you're caught buying a video game castle for $2,000, the government should come to your house and smother you with a pillow.
I will agree with you.
Because you are a zero.
I will agree with you on that one.
You know, you just don't like the video games. We have to talk about video games because Christmas just passed, and that's like one of the hugest.
Oh, I think Rockstar Games coming out with the stand-up comic challenge.
Ooh. Let's see. Oh, damn. You got the hack. He's going up on stage. Stop him. Stop him or your club will lose money. Uh-oh, what's happening here? I'll press this button. Oh, no, Voss is coming out on the stage. Quick, go to the old material button. You start out
as Rich Voss, and you hope to make it all the way up to, like, Jim Brewer's
days. I have no problem with the video games. The video games are actually,
All right, well, I guess we spent enough time in the video game thing.
Oh, sure, after playing them for the whole vacation.
And we got to back up a little bit, because you flew to Colorado.
Yeah, it took a couple of planes.
I'm still, too scared to fly myself. That's why I decided to drive up to Vermont to be skiing. But
you got to get back in the air, people.
How was the, the obvious question, the airport security? The
airport security is tight, but I still think it's useless. I don't think there's anything they can do.
I think Mr. Shoebomb proved that for
Shoebomb guy, well, now, what Shoebomb guy did is now they x-ray everyone's shoes. Everyone that's wearing boots or anything like that, they run it through the goddamn x-ray machine. They took this right here. They took my little sword crucifix necklace.
They should have. That looks like a weapon.
It's a crucifix, but it looks kind of like a sword, an upside down sword.
Are you leaving us to go to a Renaissance festival soon?
That's where I'm going.
Excuse me, where's the bathroom? Oh, you must want the privy. Will that be taking a bath?
Shut up, where's the can? Thou can. I was walking through with my big turkey leg through security. My rapier.
No, yeah, you know, they had a little problem with it. Yeah. But that's what it is. They're getting a little crazy when they have to. I'm not criticizing it. What else are you going to do? It's not about making it any safer. It's about making the people feel safer so they fly and the economy doesn't take a dump.
How about this? No more Arabs on planes.
I like
it. How about that?
There you go. Because it always seems they're the problem. Sorry, Arab people. Get that carpet you used to have that worked and fly that wherever you gotta go.
A bomb in the shoes. As if Middle Eastern feet didn't smell bad enough. Now the shoes are coming off in the airport.
Can you use that joke in Philly?
That's a good one.
I might. Funny, you should mention Philly.
Sold out show.
Norton in Philly. But we'll get into that another day or later today. Go ahead.
Yeah, so get through security. And you are at their mercy. You're not going to argue with them. And I'm talking about normal
people.
Well,
they got the SWAT teams at the crazy
airports
people.
To begin with. There are army guys there fully armed with their rifles. The clips are in there. They're ready to rock, these people. So the intimidation factor is there. Then you don't want to... I don't know. Did you ever go in a store when you were a kid with your friends and you're not going to steal anything, but you feel you had to walk with your arms out and not in your pockets for fear that someone might think you're stealing something? That's how it is now when you go through security. It's like you don't want to F up
already.
At all. You feel guilty.
Like, oh my God.
When you're being scrutinized to that point, you feel guilty. You're like, oh my God, what are you doing something? That's right, Rick. You feel black. You feel like the black man feels when he walks into a Korean store. Exactly. I know the struggle. So you go through the machines, everything. I made sure I left all my change out of my pockets just so I wouldn't have to put that in the goddamn thing. And then everyone gets checked. Everyone gets checked. You know you just got to check the Arab guy. But there are families from Nebraska, like, walking through. Okay, honey. Well, let me take my shoes off. I'll put them through the X-ray machine so there's no bomb in there. And then I watched this girl that looked like the blonde little kid from the Poltergeist movie. Ugh. She walks in.
Hot.
She walks in. And this
she's rotting in a grave somewhere.
Yeah, she's dead.
You sick
right.
F. Hotter than you.
She walks through, and there's the old security guy with the metal detector. That's a pretty little dress you got on, sweetie. Boop, 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 boop. As he's going over like she's a convict. And, you know, I don't think the kid's got a weapon on her. And then you start looking around going I bet I can get something past this goddamn security.
Are you insane?
Well, it makes you think of the loopholes that they're leaving behind. They check you with a metal detector. They make you take your shoes off. They check your feet with a metal detector. They run your boots through the goddamn thing. So, you know, I couldn't bring a crucifix shaped like a sword in, but I'm thinking, you know, if a woman teamed up with some guy and takes a big Kevlar shank and just shoves it right up, you know, once they're on the plane in the bathroom, what are they going to do? And then, if that ever happens, security is going to get real interesting as we watch our loved ones being bent over and checked by an army guy.
Well, you can put the C4 up there, I bet.
Of course. C4.
C8.
C6.
All of our travel is disrupted because a few savages are still
animals.
Being allowed to get on our planes. It's
animals.
Well, this guy, his last name was Reed, not the most Arabic name. So.
Yeah, well, he was a convert, some Jamaican English Muslim guy, who, by the way, was thrown off of planes over there in other countries. He was thrown off the first time he tried to board an American Airlines plane in France. And then we find out earlier in El Al flight, those Israelis don't take any crap from anyone. They went, look, I don't like this guy. I don't like the looks of this guy. You know what they did? They sat him in the back of the plane with an armed marshal right next to him the whole flight. And somehow we don't get info like, and this guy's allowed to just go about his business? How about if you're that guy, you don't fly anymore? How about now you kill him?
Are we talking about the shoe bomb guy?
Shoe bomb!
What was his name?
So Richard Reed, Robert Reed, or Richard
Reed? Robert Reed.
Not Robert Reed.
Bobby! No. Bobby, Greg, where are my bomb shoes?
I thought it was David Blaine.
No, it was Richard Reed, Reed. Robert Reed had a different type of bomb. That was blood splashed on you.
Oh, the HIV bomb. I just love the
ninja
fact
explosion.
You know something? It's very difficult for these guys to do anything on a plane anymore, though. That's the thing I like. Because when you sit in that seat now, you're flying, you have a job to do. Now, it's not just going from point A to point B. I'm looking around going, okay, if something happens now, you get a contingency plan going. I'll deck the guy. Because this guy, he was trying to light his shoes on fire.
But see, if I'm...
And my glasses.
I know.
I have exploding shoes. What I do, I get on the plane, and I pull the fuses out of my shoes, and I explode them so my feet are all over, and I cut people with my broken glasses.
But if you were on a flight and you saw a guy trying to light his shoe, you would think he was just nuts.
No, not now. See, in
I
the older days, I'd
nuts.
Be a flying waitress, another rum and coke. You know what I mean? Now, though, you got to do something. So when the stewardess is over there trying to do something to the guy, and it gets a little out of hand, and now they ask the passengers, now there's five guys get up. This guy was beaten about the head with a fire extinguisher. How mint is that?
Right.
They should have killed him. How does the guy live after that? Would you not just replay 9/11 in your head and pound the guy's face to a pulp? Because who's going to convict you? And the guy's got bomb shoes.
Well, he's got civil liberties, guys.
F the civil liberties of these people. They do not have civil liberties. They're foreign scum animals. Another thing, since we're on that whole tack, boy, the Christmas spirit, feeling it's alive. That whole India-Pakistan thing. I know Pakistan's been like kind of helping us.
Sort of helping
Believe
us.
Me, they have no choice. They're not buddy-buddy with us. This is something we went in and said, look, we need your real estate for some equipment. And you're not going to say no. Don't let anyone be fooled. The Pakistanis don't like us any more than the Afghanis do. Now, India, another people that are living in the Stone Age. Stone Age people with the bomb. Did you watch Beneath the Planet of the Apes? Hello, it doesn't work. They both have the A-bomb. I don't care. I would not care if both these countries blew themselves off the map. They got their crappy little bombs. They just take care of the one area. And then you wait for it to irradiate a little bit and burn a little bit there, and then we take it over. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with nuclear war over there, India and Pakistan. Animals, thank you.
I don't mind India as much.
Why?
Because they don't cause problems for America. I mean, they come over, they drive horribly, but, you know, they don't kind of terrorist acts. I don't have any problem with them.
Yeah?
No.
You don't, huh?
No.
I thought there was a joke coming.
No, not at all.
But I don't care.
I couldn't do a 7-Eleven reference, or I'd have to be shot.
Brother Joe wants in. Brother Joe.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I just figured I'd call in to talk to Anthony for a little while. I hear that there's a new song about the shoe bomb.
Oh, look at
Joe. We're
going to
play your song, Joe.
Jeez. Look at you.
I have to. Come on. There have been so many that I said that. Everybody knows me for making Patty Duke parodies.
We're going to play
them. Come on. You gotta pump it a little bit.
Brother Joe, you got to have faith. Couldn't you tell we were segging into the discussion and then we were going to seg into the fun song by Brother Joe?
Right.
I know.
That's how we do radio. Leave radio to the professionals.
I feel like a dick.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
You know, Joe.
There were those Paul McCartney things that, never mind, I'm hanging up.
Joe and Anthony's show is not just about plugging our own personal things.
Oh,
you know?
Right, Norton.
Hey, look, I didn't mention
that. Is that your New Year's resolution?
Absolutely.
Less plugs on the Opie and Anthony show?
Wait, dude, when you mentioned Philly, did I mention that a late show had been added? I certainly didn't. I did not mention it.
A late show because the first one sold out.
Yeah, it's 18 and over, too, by the way, not 21.
Look, we're off the shoe bomb subject, so now we can't play Brother Joe's song. Because, you know, in radio, everything has to flow nicely with segs and stuff.
Look at the King of Corn checking in on from New Jersey. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned Anthony ethnic cleansing rant. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Hitler.
Hey, you know something? Stop it. I'm not being a Hitler. You thought I was saying something else. All I'm saying is there's a whole smorgasbord of people over there that are of the same scummy descent. They just kind of branched off, made some lines in the sand. They're all the same. Why don't they realize it? Get together in your filthiness. Unite in your scummy hood.
Hey, let's play Brother Joe's song.
All right.
It's the Shoe Bomb song?
It's the Shoe Bomber song.
I haven't heard this one yet.
You haven't?
No. Boy, everyone was working when we were away. Equipment's still a mess in here.
Is it A or B?
It's this twisty thing.
Oh.
It's the twisty thing today.
Something new.
The little twisty thing.
Ooh.
All right, here's our Brother Joe song.
Can I get a quad with your F&A all alone inside the friggin' plane? Oh, life would be a dream. If I was only in that airplane high above, I'd shoot your head until your ears are spewing blood. Shoot up with your drum, we toss, send you to Afghanistan. Shoot up, come back on your feet again. Oh, life could be a dream. Shoot up, if I could dress you in a white sheet and a hood. Shoot up, I'd drop you up in Harlem, it would feel so good. Shoot up, would be a dream, we toss. Now every time I see your face, a thought runs through my mind. Take those two shoebox from you, shove them off your head. Oh, life would be a dream. Shoebox, if I could only get your shoes, I'd make a wish. Shoebox, to put them on your mom and detonate that bitch. Shoebox, your drum, retire.
Brother Joe. We get it. That's the Shoe Bomb guy's mom.
I understand. Sounds like someone got a new microphone for Christmas.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Ah, there you go.
There you go, Joe.
Good job, Joe.
Couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, give us a call, 877. No, 877. Can we put the numbers back to what, you know, how they used to be?
Yeah.
That is stupid.
It's distracting.
Anywhere else outside New York, it's 866-277-4.
Wow.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
How old are you?
18.
All right. Pull your shirt on.
Wow. Fabulous.
Well.
Opie Ravioli.
Opie and Anthony.
N-E-W. We're still ticked on 1027. We got the sports guy 6 to 10 in the morning. Don and Mike, they bring it 10 to 3. You gotta love Opie and Anthony because they get chicks naked 3 to 7. 7 to 11, Ron and Fest. I call him Pharrella Fest. I hope he doesn't mind.
1027. W-N-E-W. Oz. An all new season on HBO.
Don't you ever pray?
Survival of the fittest.
I got the power of Jesus on my side.
You will make the odds.
Here comes the dead man. But he's got demons.
Every Sunday night at 10. It's January 6th on HBO.
Bull markets can come and they can go. In these economic times, how do you keep your money growing safely? By investing in high-yielding CDs and money market accounts from E-Trade Bank. Call 1-888-968-8855. E-Trade Bank's CD yields have consistently paid higher rates than most branch banks. Their money market accounts have consistently yielded double the national average. And these high-yield accounts are all insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC. So how do they do it? E-Trade Bank does business by phone and internet rather than through costly branches. This keeps their expenses low and their interest rates high. So keep your money growing even when the market is in flux. Call E-Trade Bank now for a free rate comparison and information kit. 1-888-968-8855. It's your money, so make the most of it. Call E-Trade Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Member FDIC, 1-888-968-8855.
Attention car shoppers, banks don't want to be in the car business. However, some of the best deals are on bank repossessions. Right now, you can take advantage of this by driving into Greenbrook Pontiac Buick GMC this week for their bank repo sale. With just $29 down, you can take over payments on any car, truck, van, or SUV. They have over 200 vehicles to choose from. Hurry down. These vehicles will be sent to auction if they're not sold. Remember, anyone can take delivery for $29. If you've had credit problems in the past, don't worry. Concerned about your current car loan? No problem. Greenbrook will make it happen for you. Now's the time to buy cream of the crop bank repos and other pre-owned vehicles for near or below wholesale. $12,000 cars for as little as $8,000. $20,000 vehicles drop down to $14,000. Luxury cars sold at $35,000 will go for $27,000. $29 delivers it now. So come to the bank repo event at Greenbrook Pontiac Buick GMC, located on Route 22 East in Greenbrook, New Jersey. Visit this week and register to win a giant screen TV. Ready? The address again is Route 22 East, Greenbrook, New Jersey. Or call 877-968-7274. That's 877-968-7274.
Welcome back to I'm Okay, You Need Help. I'm Dr. Bill Kaiser, and I'm here for you, New York.
Now, we have Jill on line one.
Hello, Dr. Kaiser. I've been an admirer for quite a while.
I'm here for you, Jill.
Well, my problem started about 7 months ago. You see, before that, my life was full and exciting. I embraced every day as if it were my very first. I raced with the wind. I stood on top of the mountain and screamed, I'm alive! Do you hear me? I'm alive!
That's pretty powerful imagery, Jill. And why do you feel things change for you so dramatically?
It's not imagery. I used to stand on top of the mountain and race with the wind. And things changed when Wyndham closed for the season last spring.
Jill, aren't you aware that Wyndham has opened for the winter? Jill, well, I'm glad I could help you resolve those issues, Jill. And I'm here for you, New York.
Wyndham has six lifts operating on two mountain peaks with the trails for all levels and more trails opening daily as the snowmaking continues. Find the latest info on SkiWyndham.com. If your New Year's resolution is to get out of debt once and for all, help is waiting for you. Now there's a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping consumers who are in over their heads. It's called Ameridebt. Their counselors can help you with your bills, even if you're way behind, even if you don't own a home. Just call them at 1-800-241-6537. Ameridebt can reduce your minimum payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors to reduce or eliminate your interest rates. And they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. With Ameridebt, you can pay off your debt in as little as one quarter the time you normally could. If you're over $2,000 in debt, call Ameridebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-241-6537. It's completely confidential and you're under no obligation. So if your resolution is to get out of debt, call Ameridebt now. 1-800-241-6537. That's 1-800-241-6537.
Durex couple number 11.
Hi.
Hi.
So Durex condoms are part of your lovemaking.
Yeah. Use them since the very beginning.
Only.
If I want to have sex with her, I gotta wear one.
And you've worn them in some interesting places.
I have to stay with my family. I brought them with me. We're having sex in a room.
We're behind the door with the door open, doing it up against the wall.
There's a story about a tour bus.
A charter bus. And so we sat in the back seat.
That was actually a perfect opportunity to do it on.
We were talking about that though. I was like, so is this like a 13-foot club?
You've used the Durex Intense Sensation condoms.
Well, it's a very vocal experience.
I get a lot of the hand over the mouth.
She lets you know if it's good.
You can feel so much more.
Makes my teeth quiver.
That's when you get it right. When afterwards I go, that muscle right there. Well, yeah.
And to keep that fire burning.
All I gotta do is just do that little swipe on the sole of the foot. She's just like,
he has a special spot that I like to see.
How intense is your love? Durex Intense Sensation condoms. Set yourself free.
Remember last year when I told you how the stars above Stratton Mountain seemed to light up the night sky like a first kiss? And I wondered, if you saw a shooting star at Stratton, would your wish have a better chance of coming true? Well, for all of you who looked up at those stars and wished you could spend more time on the mountain enjoying your friends and freedom, you got exactly what you asked for. Stratton is proud to announce the addition of two new high-speed six-passenger lifts at the Sun Bowl, opening it to fast new heights and opening up your entire mountain experience. We call our new lifts the Shooting Stars. And the best way to enjoy them is with our midweek stay for free package. Stratton's Vermont. You belong up here.
That's right.
right. At Stratton Mountain, you can stay for free. Just purchase a 3-day midweek lift ticket for $129 and get 2 free nights of lodging. What's more, Stratton's top-ranked snowmaking system continues to crank it out at every opportunity. And this week at Stratton, you'll find up to 65 trails with 9 lifts in operation. For all the details, call 1-800-STRATTON or visit stratton.com.
1027 WNEW, New York.
For Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that truly outdistances and outshines any other. Name a star after them. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send them a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The new star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com for the gift that lasts forever.
Here's a message to all those Johnny-come-lately travel services claiming to be the belle of the ball. Only Priceline.com has got the patented name-your-own-price thingamabob that gets you the lowest deals on airfare, hotels, and rental cars. Emphasis, might I say, on the lowest. Priceline.com, man. The big, cheap muckety-muck of online travel.
Priceline.com. Name your own price for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars.
The Obi and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
With the Opie and Anthony Show, The Strokes, last night. I want to say hi to everyone in Boston, actually outside the WBCN studios. There's a bunch of sick bastards every Wednesday in Boston. They hang outside the WBCN studios at the Wow Signs, Anthony.
Yes.
Hoping for girls to flash them as they drive by, the studio on Boylston there.
Right.
It's freezing today, and they're out there once again. Very dedicated to the radio show. We like seeing that.
Yes. Throw them around.
Got a little distracted there. Sorry. I know. We're going to talk about Tyson a little bit here. But I got to ask Ant how his New Year's was.
Oh, very, very nice.
Let me go to Sergio. Sergio, yo. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Come on.
Yo, how was Anthony's party crashing on New Year's?
Yeah, I came in here.
See, that's what I got distracted. I mean, the phone's going crazy. It seems like you created kind of a scene here.
No, it was just I was having fun.
Did you lose your car keys or something?
No, I didn't have the keys to the office.
Oh, someone said...
And all the booze was in there.
Break Ant's balls about forgetting his keys on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so I had to, find an alternate means of getting into the office. But I found it. Everyone thinks I was so sly. Our own Garrett, Stinky, if you look in his mailbox, there was the key to the office. No big deal. I opened it with a key. It's pretty easy.
Did you check out the ball drop from the top of this building?
Yes, I did. Eddie Trunk was here, as he does on Friday and Saturday nights. He plays a hard rock show, the only music left here on NEW. And he was doing the New Year's Eve show. So we came into the city. Staying at the motel. And I like being here in Manhattan, New Year's Eve. I like watching Times Square, and not on TV. Something happens, I want to be here.
Are you insane?
I'll have loot.
Why? You think you're going to see the big white flash? Who knows, but it was the last place I wanted to be.
Nah.
I was at Betty Hanna's, Anthony.
Oh, Jesus.
I just love how the cook, flips the shrimp into his pocket while he's cooking.
You ever see him put it in his hat?
Hudla, hudla.
Well, matter of fact,
puts it right into his hat.
Matter of fact, I did.
Everyone around the table laughs.
Matter of fact, I did see that, and I was pretty entertained.
Did he work the big salt and wood salt and pepper shakers like nunchucks?
Oh, yeah. That.
Just cook, Wang. I'm hungry over here. I didn't come for the show.
I wanted to say hi to Benny, but I hear he's in jail or something.
Benny Hanna is in jail?
That's what I heard.
Yeah? I don't know that. Okay.
Some bad business practices or something, or bad stock or something was going on.
Oh, there's strings attached to those.
So I guess it's not cool to yell out Benny Hanna's name in the middle of the restaurant.
No,
I learned that.
Was it someone's birthday? Did they go bonsai behind him?
Oh, I missed the bonsai.
Ah, yeah. That's too bad.
But you were on the top of the building.
Yeah, yeah. I
thought this city was locked down, and you're going on to the top of the building?
Let me tell you something. The city was completely locked down. Every road coming into the city, patrolled between 5th and 8th, was closed all the way from below Times Square up to the park. Just about.
59th Street.
Was it, yeah.
And we came in, and I wanted to see
Times Square. I wanted to see, you know, the vantage point of Times Square. So a couple of years back, I crashed a party upstairs. Going upstairs, I went floor by floor. There are 44 floors in this building.
You didn't find a party this year?
No parties. So now I'm like, damn, I need a window. So I went up to the roof. I'm crawling around all the equipment up there on the roof. And the furthest corner away, there was an opening about a foot wide. And because they had a big wall around the roof. You can't just walk off the roof. There's a huge wall there. And I found an opening. Looked directly down 7th Avenue, right to Times Square. So I had the perfect vantage point.
A perfect perch.
Well, you know, again, the sick mind gets thinking. I'm like, there are helicopters.
Lee Harvey Oswald would have been proud of that.
The location you found.
There were helicopters everywhere. Yeah. Believe me. Everywhere. Searchlights combing the rooftops. And I'm in a corner going, I had no problem getting up here. I don't even have a building ID, for God's sake. And, I could have taken pot shots at the crowd with any type of rifle that I wanted to bring with me in a bag or something.
Awful.
You know. Sick that you're even thinking this way.
I was thinking of it as a way to protect people. I'm thinking, well, how the hell is it? I said, how the hell is it?
How do you turn that one around?
I was thinking, how is it that I'm up here? I was like, how is it that I am up here with a complete view of all the people crowding 7th Avenue?
Yo, you just flipped it.
All the way down to Times Square.
He just flipped it.
I saw the ball drop, everything. And I had a perfect pitch black vantage point. Of that road.
And you couldn't take out Dick Clark for us.
I didn't have a weapon. I told you, I didn't
have a weapon. But I'm thinking, if somebody had something, and they could get up here, then it'd be trouble.
Imagine if you had a rifle named Charlene, what you could have done with it.
Charlene!
Charlene, Jesus.
Name Charlene.
Charlene, right?
It was pretty sick.
Danny, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Danny's in, you're in Boston in front of WBCN?
Yeah, right now.
You're one of the sick apps that hang out there every Wednesday?
Yeah, we're the ones that go every Wednesday. We got the signed stickers, we're handing out CDs right now. It's three of us right now.
That's cool. You guys have been hanging out there every Wednesday since we broadcasted from Boston.
Yep, every Wednesday. Every Wednesday.
Are you seeing anything today?
No, you need to say something over the radio. Let's get some stuff. Let's get some girls down here.
All right, well, it's on Boylston there. They'll see you. You got your signs and stuff. Thank you, Danny.
See,
you thought I was lying. There they are.
I know. They're there all the time.
Psycho Mark. Mark.
Happy effing New Year.
What's up, Psycho?
Hey, Anthony, did you notice in Times Square there's tons more hookers now?
Oh, my God. Mark, are you okay?
No, I'm serious. But, like, I saw Tom Brokaw underneath one of the media tents there. They were celebrating because Giuliani's gone, you know?
You sound hammered.
I got the day off.
Dude, it's the day after New Year's, and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or thereabouts, and you're hammered.
No, well, not entirely.
Did you talk to your doctor?
I was staggered,
yeah. No, I didn't.
How was your New Year's, man?
I wanted to punch people left and right. I had to hold the transmitter for Fox. Over my head.
Yeah.
Too close to your head, it starts getting really, really warm.
Hey, what, God, I can't remember what I was going to ask him.
Oh, the O'Reilly thing, maybe?
What about everybody going from CNN over Fox there, Mark?
Everyone's, I don't know, dollars a talk, and I don't have that power.
You see that now? Greta Van Susteren?
Greta Van Susteren.
She went over to Fox now.
Yeah.
What a looker.
Why did Fox offer to pay to have her? That scrunk mouth.
God damn. Hey, is O'Reilly going to give Sean Penn the business tonight on the O'Reilly Factor?
I don't know. I'll have to tune in. I'm not there. He really knows
nothing about what goes on at Fox. I don't know. I'm hammered.
I was hammered.
I had to work keep the transmitter up.
Oh, God. People were such morons, too, at Times Square. They're all, you know, what are you doing? I'm standing here with a transmitter talking to Martians. What do you think I'm doing? You effing tool. Go back to your cave.
All right, there, Psycho Mark. You're pretty ripped.
I'm ripped. Why do you see Tyson? At least I'm not chucking, whatchamacallits around a hotel lobby.
Christmas ball.
Crystal balls.
I'm hawking crystal balls at you.
Hey, I wouldn't talk. I heard your message. You left, you left for Ben, you racist.
Hey.
You should not leave things like that on recordings.
You're insane.
I can't, whatever.
Just let me tell you what the kicker was after his whole rant. He goes, typical black. You are horrid.
Hey, I grew up in Southie part-time.
Oh, so God.
All right, Mark.
See you later.
Later.
There you go. Psycho Mark.
Gag, gag, gag.
While I was up on the roof checking out the Times Square for the news, I went around to the park side. And I'm going, yeah, I think Ope could hit that.
You
could do that, yeah.
You took a look, right?
I took a look, and you could absolutely send a golf ball flying to the driver.
Where am I going to hit it from? Do I have to climb up that little metal staircase? Mm. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, God.
Because there's the wall in the way. That's my only problem.
A little obstacle there. Yeah, that would be trouble. If you could get up on top of the roof of the machine, all the elevator motors and stuff, you get up there. You got it. And I don't even think it's much of a hazard. I'm looking out going,
that's what I mean.
Cause especially in the winter.
This is the tallest building in the area.
Yeah. You could slam that thing, and you would make it well into Central Park. You don't even have to worry about clearing the streets.
How many yards do you think it is?
It's nothing. I don't even think it's 200.
It's got to be at least 200.
I don't think so. You take a look. I looked. I'm like, that's close, man. Real close.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll have to try that.
All right. Let me go to Doug from Springfield. Doug, what's up?
I think Anthony just came up with a new video game.
Huh.
About him being a sniper on top of the building during New Year's Eve. Wiggle his way up. You have little like things getting the right, shooting at him. You have to duck him.
You know, I just don't think there should have been a way to get that much of a secluded vantage point on...
Well, they can't check every nook and cranny in all of Midtown.
You know what? They could have put people, cops... On every
stationed
room. At least at every building lobby. So if I decided I was going to go and take the elevator up to the 44th floor at 11:45, maybe you'd ask me where I'm going, what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Well, you're all on sniper watch.
Go F yourself.
Take it easy.
We had to call up Earl. We had to call up Earl and like beg him to come down here. He's like, what are you doing? Oh, just sitting at home. It's New Year's Eve.
Why do you need him here at New Year's Eve?
Ah, you know how it is. You get a few in you, and you want to be festive. You don't want somebody sitting home alone.
You just wanted Earl down at the station.
No. Actually, Eddie called him up. He was like, why don't you come down? So he goes, talk to him. He won't come. He won't leave his house. It's like, Earl, what are you doing? It's New Year's Eve. Come on down. Nothing. I gotta work at 10 in the morning. I'm like, yeah. Where do you work? Here. So come down here. You're at work. Saves you the trip. Okay, damn it, you talked me into it.
It's like, oh, woo. Eddie Trunk is on the line here. Eddie, what's up?
Eddie.
Yo.
What's up, Eddie?
What's up, guys?
Hello, Eddie.
A lot of fun. Hey, a lot of fun New Year's Eve, Eddie.
Yeah, it was a good time hanging out, man. Hey, I don't know. I just tuned in, so I don't know if you guys talked about this, but the greatest thing that we did on New Year's Eve is when Anthony went to the top of the building and called in his report.
Yeah.
We forgot to go out a delay.
Yeah, so I had the countdown 8 seconds after New Year's Eve. Everybody got to hear it. And there it is, 5, 4, and meanwhile, everyone's...
And, of course, everybody listening had to call in and tell us that, you know, I only go down to 8 when I'm on, and everybody had to call in and remind us that we were 8 seconds off like a bunch of idiots in the studio.
Yeah, that's funny.
And he holds the cell phone out, and he goes, like, I'm listening on the drive from Kipsey, and he goes, all right, you're going to hear them go nuts. And he holds the
crowd
cell phone.
And nothing, right? I'm like, well, I'm here in the stratosphere. Maybe that's why.
It would have been more climactic if you played the death scene from Beaches.
There's nothing going on.
Well, silence.
Yeah, well, I saw him.
Hey, Ant, did you question Stinky about the booze?
Yeah, earlier. I did.
Okay.
He's responsible for taking a lot of the drink out of our office. That's okay, though. He's a good egg.
You didn't look all too happy when you had to come in with brown bags from the deli at $14 a six-pack.
No, I stole those from our office.
Oh, okay.
The fine folks. Who sent that, Rick? Mike's Hard Lemonade sent boxes full of that stuff, and I just kind of made it find its way back here. Had a good time.
Well, guys, have a happy, man. It was a good time, man.
All right,
man. See you guys.
Eddie Trunk, everyone.
Yeah.
Played a lot of Sabbath that night for me. Eddie Trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Finest music show anywhere.
That was a lot of fun.
Did you guys all discuss your New Year's resolutions?
Resolutions. What a joke that is.
I'm going to exercise more. How about you? High five.
Yeah, that.
I'm not going to eat chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit smoking. Look, it's 11:59. Here's my last puff.
Shut up. I hope that's the one that kills you.
New Year's resolutions never work.
Never.
You know who gives New Year's resolutions?
Even the ones that really give it the effort, by March, it's all over.
Gone. You know who the type of people that do the New Year's resolutions are?
And I promise not to beat you no more, baby. It's my resolution. I won't beat you no more.
You're such a good man.
And fat women. A lot. You ever see the like Pittsburgh type fat women with almost mullets and the stretch pants and the big white socks pulled over them? They always make resolutions. They're gonna lose weight and become real people. And
the
they
big
just
bunt.
Yeah,
the big
exactly.
Bunt in the front, and they try to camouflage it with a longer sweater. So you know, it's the stretch pants. Yeah,
and a
the
stretchy stretch
bicycling pants. Yeah, they got that lousy greasy hair because they're too lazy to shower, and that scrunchy.
And an odor between their legs that smells like the foreskin of a hyena.
God damn, does that conjure up an image?
Well, you wrote material over the holiday.
So how is Lady?
Hyena.
How is Lady Dime?
How are
you? How are you? Hey, they're talking about me. How are you?
Know what's even worse than making a New Year's resolution, though?
Being part of the Polar Bear Club. Oh, another bunch of jerk-offs. How many? Ooh, it's so wow! Look how wild they are running into the ocean.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Brr! I bet that's cold.
They jump right back out. Here's a towel.
Here you go. Wrap up. You did it. You're in.
You're in.
The younger ones, you know, looking up to the elders with respect. Look, I'm in. I did it. All looking at each other's shrinkage through their tight little Euro swimsuits.
But the news
look how little yours is, a mere nugget.
But the news stations, they got it covered every year.
Oh, they cover
it. We've seen it. Just show the footage from last year. It's the same goddamn thing.
That's wonderful.
You know when that would be great? If you get like an invalid and you just push him in his wheelchair into the freezing water and then you harpoon him.
And then here it is, the oldest member of the Polar Bear. 96 years old. There he is. Head comes out of the water, his gray hair flops over to the side.
The cold water.
Shaking. All you see is that transparent skin with a few blood vessels pumping blood. Knotty elbows. He's shivering and shaking.
The knotty elbows.
His heart saying, I'll give you one more chance. One more. You do this again, you're dead. The Polar Bear.
Well, awful.
They're right here in New York. They're open.
They do it everywhere.
Don't they do it out on Coney Island?
Yeah, I believe that's where they
do it. In Boston. Oh, then there's a Boston chapter.
If you got water and it's cold, you got a polar bear
club. That's great.
What, do they just jump in and they jump out?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. What, are they going to stay in there? It's called exposure. You die.
It's called stupid. All right. Let's check out the FU line. We got a bunch of things to get into today. There's a great story. I know the Tyson story is really good.
Yeah,
but it was the day after we left for, you know, the Christmas vacation. Muhammad Ali telling the jokes. Muhammad Ali.
If you haven't heard this story yet, you got to stick around, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the FU line. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, I just want to say you to Muhammad Ali for telling that racist joke. He said if a black man, a Spanish man, and a Puerto Rican man was going down the road in a car, who was driving? The police. That shit ain't funny. Muhammad Ali.
Next message. I want to send an FU to my goddamn period for coming on a Friday night. I was looking to get some this weekend. Me.
Next message.
Yeah, this is for my boss, Kevin. Thanks for the $25. You.
Next message.
I would like to give a big you to my dad for taking my bong and then having me find it a week later. You. If you want to smoke out of it, ask me later.
End of message.
You have 30 seconds to wow me.
Whip on out. Whip on out. Whip on out.
Check this out.
I got boobs to show you.
Wow.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
M-E-W.
We're still sick on 1027. We got the sports guys 6 to 10 in the morning. Don and Mike, they bring it 10 to 3. You gotta love Opie and Anthony because they get chicks naked 3 to 7. 7 to 11, Ron and Fest. I call him Varela Fest. I hope he doesn't mind.
1027. W-N-E-W.
Every year during Grammy Week, the Recording Academy names their Person of the Year. Who is it this year? More after this from Folgers.
This is your wake-up call. Time to reach, go for it all. Folgers stirs inside of me, and I know what I can be.
February 25th, 2 days before the Grammy telecast, stars from the entertainment industry will be on hand to celebrate Billy Joel's career and a special tribute for his artistic work and his humanitarian efforts. As a Music Cares Person of the Year, Billy joins a lofty group of musicians including Paul Simon, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, Bonnie Raitt, and David Crosby. The 44th Annual Grammy Awards coming up February 27th live from Los Angeles. This Grammy moment was brought to you by Folgers.
Anthony Stacker, too.
Yeah. What?
She's on fire.
The first live read of 2002. Look who it is. Lisa.
2002 is here. Now you're left with a holiday hangover. Hang over your belt and you hang over the back of your pants.
How long are we going to be saying 2002 is here? Right up until 2003. Right, Lisa? Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It's the one product works 45 minutes, guaranteed. It's Stacker 2.
Yeah, the natural appetite suppressants in Stacker 2 stops cravings and it gives you the energy to help prevent the late afternoon slump. Oh, it's the slump now. It was the brain burnout. And, okay. Lose weight, gain energy, stop the cravings. Stacker 2. With Stacker 2, you don't have two helpings of something you want. You eat one. Eat what you want, you just eat less of it. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Log on to the website, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, other fine stores. Get on the Stacker, Stacker 2.
This segment of Opie and Anthony is brought to you by Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub. For showtimes, call 973-736-2726.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas, guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-305-1946. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-305-1946. That's 888-305-1946.
Skiers and snowboarders, Mountain Creek is open. Check out the conditions on mountaincreek.com and head for the slopes. Mountain Creek, skiing and snowboarding, pure and simple.
In 776 BC, the Greek states of Elis and Pisa were at war.
This was not unusual by any means. What was unusual was this. In honor of the forthcoming Olympic Games, both sides agreed to lay down their arms and allow participants to pass through enemy territory unharmed. This became a tradition, and in over 1,000 years of ancient Olympic competition, this sacred truce known as the Icarian was never violated. We invite the countries of the world to embrace this ancient tradition once more by suspending all hostilities during the Olympic Games. If we can stop fighting for 16 days, maybe we can do it forever. The Olympics, a celebration of humanity.
And left you guessing. But now, it's back. The Showtime original series, Queer as Folk.
Just because we're gay, it's impossible for us to have a loyal relationship?
Not because we're gay, because we're men.
The show People Magazine calls groundbreaking.
Will you marry me? You weren't serious.
And Newsweek declares honest and wonderful.
You told him you didn't want him to see me anymore.
I just want you safe.
You had no right!
Television's most provocative series returns.
Oops, drop your towel.
No.
And this time, it's taking you places no one else would dare.
You're a fall-down mess.
Beautiful.
I may be a slut, but at least I'm an honest slut.
It's the season premiere that changes everything.
Don't worry, we're still lesbians.
The second season of Queer as Folk, premiering Sunday at 10 sharp, immediately followed by the season premiere of The Chris Isaac Show, only on Showtime. No limits. To order Showtime, call 1-800-OK-Cable or your satellite provider. This program rated TVMA. Viewer discretion advised.
Did you hear the one about the guy who stumbled into our year-end zap by accident?
Yeah, hey, George. My name's Bill Story, down here in Tampa, Florida. I walked in your store, and so I was looking for a leather jacket at the time. It was kind of an impulse buy, but I needed one. It was about 8:45, and a gentleman there said, do you have any leather jackets? He said, yeah, and as a matter of fact, for the next 15 minutes, I'm 50% off. So I guess you were having a sale, and I didn't know you carried leather jackets. So I ended up getting this fabulous leather jacket. You saved me a lot of money in paying, and I really appreciate it.
You're going to like the way you look and how much you save. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The Men's Warehouse year-end sale, with savings of 20 to 50% on select styles from corporate to casual, including leather jackets. It's only twice a year that Men's Warehouse has a sale, and one of those times is right now. 27 tri-state area stores, including our newest store in Westport, Connecticut on Route 1, exit 18 across from Starbucks. Call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Hey guys, in a recent survey, 67% of women asked that they were unhappy with the size of their male partner. Turns out, size does matter to us after all. 90% of men possess the same size, but who wants to be just average? If you're a man and having additional size would make a positive difference in your life, we have a non-invasive solution. That's right, no pumps, no weights, no surgery. It's a pill. It's called Longitude, and it's guaranteed to make you at least 1 inch larger in 30 days or it's free. Just think of the upside. Longitude has documented success in male growth of up to 3 full inches. So go for it. Results are evident in just a few short weeks.
Call now and order your bottle of Longitude by having your credit card ready. 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492.
Imagine the look on her face if you were up to 3 inches larger.
Call now. 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492. Or visit them online at longitudecapsules.com.
A Showtime original series.
Hi, I'm Chris Isaac, and our show is back for an all-new second season. We're back with all-new episodes, new songs, new big-name guest stars, incredulous plot complications. It's going to be funny, I swear. Really?
The Chris Isaac Show, all-new second season.
Did I mention the nudity? You don't want to miss it. Wake up the kids.
Season premieres Sunday, 10:45 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right after Queer as Folk, only on Showtime. No limits.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
The Obie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Jersey writes, no matter how much you guys make fun of black people,
what?
We've always got that polar bear crap on you crackers.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave from Hoboken, the worst New Year's story ever, every year are the stupid fights the hospitals have over who is the New Year's baby.
And true. We'll let you know who the New Year's baby is.
How about this? If you can't decide, you smother the two high contestants and give us a third kid.
Oh, my God.
And Rick, the hooked end of the hanger doesn't count.
And Rick from Boston writes, oldest polar bear club member. Remember, the news reporters always say he's 98 years young.
Oh. 98 years young. I don't think so. Here they are. Oh, baby, it's a tie. Yeah, two infants usher in New Year at midnight. The young Asian couple.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Jian Yang Chen and hubby's Iman Ki.
Well, then that couple's baby doesn't count because they have a whole different New Year's thing, right?
Hold their daughter, Nikki.
Don't they have a... They celebrate New Year's, like, in the middle of August or something, don't they?
Some awful time.
I don't even know what their last name is. The proud parent, Jian Yang Chen, and hubby, Zio Min Kui. Well, what the... And the daughter, Nikki. Nikki.
And then what's the... did they have twins, or is there someone else?
It's like I care, but...
We've spent too much time on it. Who cares? Right?
Sarah Cha and her husband, Jason Kim. Hey, there's a conspiracy here. What the hell is this with the midnight Asian babies?
All Asian. And the conceptions were actually in December. They pump them out quick.
Maybe that's it.
Jeez.
John, what's going on? Hey, John.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
I wanted to ask Norton, where's a good Bardello out of Vegas?
You know what, dude? I've been to Vegas many times, and I've never gone to a brothel. I always use the, don't even use the phone book. Use the, like, little local papers and look for girls back there, because they're not going to give you full prices, and be careful about giving out your room, or they're just going to send a chick up. They won't give you a full service price most times. They'll say, all right, it's $150, but that's just for her to show up, so make sure that you say you want to know a full service price.
Price is probably a lot.
Yeah, dude, I've never been to a brothel out there, though. I'm afraid of brothels because they get raided.
Thanks.
Even out there?
I don't know about that. I just don't go.
It's not legal in Vegas, I thought.
Yeah, it's outside the city limits. In Vegas, which is, I forget the name of the county. It's, oh, God, they're really rough, too. It's not Clark County. It's not legal.
Well, what you like your prostitution here is legal?
No, but Vegas is, I'm saying outside the city, county limits, I believe.
Legal.
It's legal.
All right, John. Thank you.
We stink.
Sorry, dude. I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah, Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's going on, guys? Been a big fan for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
I got to commend you guys on a new commercial situation, you know, cutting down on the length of the breaks.
We're trying.
You know, usually I find myself at work reaching for the knob to change the station or whatever, but who the heck sells airtime?
I don't know.
Basically, you guys play the same commercials over and over and over again for like... Oh, man.
New year, new products on the way. Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, I hope so. I keep hearing the same... I'm still reaching for the knob and changing the station, because if I got to hear that... what's that one about getting your schlong longer?
Longitude.
Come on. Over and over schlong? And over. It's driving me nuts.
Well, your options are to take longitude and get a bigger schlong, or just dump your girlfriend and find one that isn't a whore.
Yes, there
Norton,
you go.
Norton, sick F. I'm actually glad I got called in and get ranked on by Norton.
You know, I want to talk to Tim Sabian in Philadelphia, Anthony.
Oh, why?
When is his friend going to start advertising on our show?
With the stuff that makes your stuff taste better.
Right.
The hell product is that? You take these pills, and when the girl is doing the deed to you, and you finish, the resulting finished product tastes like fruit flavors.
Like cherry.
Cool, or it could be banana.
Or maybe a little mint.
What's the matter, Norton?
I don't like it.
A little skeptical?
It takes
the
degradation and tears out of it. Sometimes you want to hear...
Why?
Oh, my God.
I don't want them enjoying it like a daiquiri. I didn't spend $400 on a handgun for nothing.
A daiquiri. What's that sound again? Let me hear it.
Why?
Get out of the car, bleach breath.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's
fruity flavors. Could be peach, banana.
Will you redo that joke for Philadelphia when you're there on January 25th for two shows?
Well, the first one sold out, but the 11th is still available at Ticketmaster. I don't remember the number. I suck. 215-336. 2000. What a shock. Written down here. Fruity flavors.
Fruity flavor.
What's the advantage in fruity flavors? You know, younger girls can enjoy it too. Like a sippy drink.
They sure like the taste.
All right, well. Okay. So we're looking forward to the new products.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming. Jermaine from Philadelphia. Yeah, we wanted to talk about this. He writes on the instant feedback. Guys, local news here today reported George Lucas has agreed to let NSYNC make a cameo in Star Wars, the movie that's coming out in the summer there, the next one there. They're going to be killed off by drones quickly, all because his little bitch daughters love NSYNC.
This is...
NSYNC will be in the next Star Wars movie.
Quickly. You know, could George Lucas please just sell the franchise to somebody? Sell it to somebody with a vision, maybe what it was supposed to turn into, and everyone that got psyched about, oh, good, three movies is a prequel to the first three. You should have seen what was going to happen because of that last one with those stuffed animals running around.
All of a sudden, you know, he's a daddy, he's got the kids. I love NSYNC. You know... Bring them over your house so your little daughter can perform oral favors on them and leave them out of the goddamn movie.
Yeah, there it is. It seems George Lucas...
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it.
This is great. In Star Wars. They get blown up by battle droids.
Yeah, shut up!
Shut these faggots up. Leave them to me.
I cannot honestly see this movie now. Could somebody smack me if I do go see it? I gotta hold...
They're gonna be just in the background real fast, Anthony. Really quick.
Great.
You'll barely know they're there.
It's an abomination.
Why'd you see The Phantom Menace? I'm done with Star Wars.
Know,
I wouldn't go see that crap.
You didn't see
Phantom
Menace?
Absolutely not.
You have to at least go see it.
No. You know something? You're right, Norton.
I'm tired of the
faggot
marketing.
You saw it in a kid movie.
And stuffed animals. Enough.
It was a kid movie.
I learned after the third one.
You didn't enjoy the Jar Jar there?
I wouldn't know. Wouldn't know Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar. Who, by the way, is coming back in this next installment.
Not as much.
Well, you know something? His scene better be him dying.
Maybe they'll put that in a DVD with Lord of the Rings and it will come with a mule to rub on someone's face and cheeks. Why would adults see this crap? It's a Hobbit movie. Ugh.
Rick liked...
You didn't like Lord of the Rings?
No, I wouldn't know. Is it out? I didn't see it. No.
Do you go to the movies?
Dude, it rocks.
What do you do when you're not doing radio stand-up or looking for hookers?
It's a lot of time, Ope.
Yeah.
24 hours in a day.
Do you go to movies?
I haven't. No.
What was the last movie you saw?
To be honest with you, I saw one thing. Man on the Moon, which I loved. Last thing. I don't go to the movies.
Man on the Moon came out.
Oh, my God.
Ago.
Yeah, two? I think it's longer.
Two.
I saw Titanic in the theater. It was revolting. I wanted to see it on the screen for the grabbers. And I saw, what was the one with Sandra Bullock and Matthew McConaughey? And this is what this is why I, the John Grisham movie.
The first
time to kill.
Yeah, sure.
And it sucked so bad. I almost started. The only reason I didn't boo in the movie theater, boo, was because there was a guy with his kids there, and I didn't want to ruin it for them.
Boo!
And I'm walking out, and there's two comedians I saw with, and they're in the front. I'm like, as soon as it's over, I'm like, dude, didn't that suck? And they're like, no, we thought it was really good. I'm like, no wonder you're both effing hacks. And I can't go to the movies anymore.
I did the same thing with Mummy Returns. I was so pissed at the screen how bad that movie was. Why are we here? This stinks. They wrecked a good franchise. That and Tomb Raider.
I wouldn't have seen that. I don't go unless it looks really great.
That's wild.
Oh, gee, I'm just looking at the latest pictures of the Olsen twins.
Wow.
Well, you know something? I didn't start this here. I got to blame Jay from Jersey. He goes, holy ass, I just saw a commercial for the all-new episodes of the Olsen Twins show, So Little Time. Ooh. And these, he's calling them the TWA word, are the hottest little things out there. Screw the age limits. This is legal, isn't it? Look at look at what they're looking like. Just stop it.
They're dressing like they're 20 years old.
Yeah, now they're looking like hot girl. Look at this. They're all wet.
Man.
How old are they now?
Like 10 years old.
They're at least 15?
I think their birthday's coming up, isn't it?
I think in April.
Yeah,
April they'll be 16.
I think they'll be 16, which is just fair game.
John, what's going on?
Listen, that NSYNC rumor was almost as bad as back in the day when there was a rumor that Eddie Murphy was going to be in Star Trek IV. Could you imagine Kirk and Eddie Murphy in the same movie?
No.
I mean, you know, when my Trekkie friends heard about it, they were like, oh, that's impossible, that can't be real. But, of course, there's a rumor, but that can't be as bad as the NSYNC in the next Star Wars movie, though, you know?
Well, NSYNC will be in the next Star Wars movie. It's being reported as a real story.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, God.
All right, man. Eric, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, boys. Glad to hear you back.
Cool.
Listen, I think George Lucas is trying to reach another demographic, like Gay Marco and Rick. I mean, because, you know...
Rick in there.
Maybe they can have the bend-over Jar Jar toy for them. I don't know. Later, boys.
All right. Okay, Tyson, Anthony? You're still looking at those pictures.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I finished.
Now, what's the latest with Tyson? He was in Cuba.
And he got in a little fight in a hotel lobby.
With reporters, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, Havana. Mike Tyson checked out of a Havana hotel early Wednesday, a day after witnesses said he shouted at and tossed glass Christmas ornaments at journalists trying to interview him. There were no reports of injuries, arrests, or serious damage. That's always good, right?
He didn't have feces to fling.
Tyson, wearing jeans but no top, raised his fist in a threatening gesture and yelled insults. Tyson lightly hit a cameraman on the head.
How does Tyson lightly hit somebody?
I've lightly hit you.
He just went crazy, said the cameraman.
Of course he did.
I was planning to ask him for an interview, but he never let me speak. He just turned on us.
He turned.
People don't turn on you. What does that say? And then they said Tyson grabbed a few large glass balls from the Christmas tree near the entrance and lobbed them at the reporters, who left shortly after. Just started throwing Christmas ornaments.
Classic.
I didn't get no Zolo for the holidays, so I had to throw the crystal balls.
Lightly punching.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm going to give you a love tap.
That guy's probably completely brain damaged right now.
I'm in Cuba. Look. Babalu. Babalu, I am. Look, it's on the back of the cameraman's head. Hey, Ricky Ricardo, come here. Shut up, Lucy. Look, I'm beating up your hubby. I got more irritated as the day went on. Irritated. Y2Z.
No.
Irritated. That's a quick one.
He just went crazy.
Planning to ask him an interview. He just turns on us.
Grr!
Maybe he was looking for a Castro.
People of Cuba, I have come to your country. I am a conqueror. Your leader Fidel is a pussy. Look, I can kick his ass. Look, I'm going to go seize the American troops at Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo. I'll spell that later. First, I'm gonna lightly pat the maid on the head. Why'd she fall down so fast? Housekeeping! Housekeeping! Bitch. Come here and clean my room. There's blood on the walls, mate. Cuban blood.
John, what's going on?
I like that. Lightly hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Tyson lightly hitting you in the back of the head would be like me getting a running start and clubbing you with a 2x4.
Exactly.
You don't hit anything lightly. The man that punches tigers in the nuts for fun.
That's right.
That's what I do for fun. I have tigers at my house,
it's
and I
song.
Punch them in the testicles because they enjoy the fight.
I'm glad you guys made it back. Happy New Year.
Thank you, John.
It's like I treat my bitches with love taps. I get them on the bed after luring them into the hotel room. I mean, inviting them up into my hotel room under the guise of just maybe hanging out with a celebrity like me. And then I take my huge mitt and I brush it down their hair. I'm very romantic. I go romantic. RTRC2. And as I'm brushing, I lightly brush the hair.
Yeah.
Because I'm sensitive, Mike. And then sometimes I like, you ever see how a guy might cup a girl's face and slowly, like, pat her cheek? Yes, I do. I do that. Why is she bleeding? Then while she's regaining consciousness, I make sure right when her eyes open, all she sees is Mike Tyson's face right there. And I give her the same look. Remember the way King Kong looked at Fay Wray with a big smile? And what did she say? And the girl said the same thing with Mike in the hotel room. Then I slowly like to run my hand up her leg. And if she's wearing a dress, I get to the panties. And I start pulling them off, and that's where I feel I cross over into felonious assault.
How do you spell felonious?
My felonious has a first name.
F-O-N-T-A-C.
My felonious. I don't know, but I love the baloney. That was good. The Christmas ornaments I was throwing,
yeah,
it was very difficult to get up to the top one because it was a big tree, so I started climbing it and biplanes started shooting at me. But I got to the start and I threw it at a reporter. And then I said, I'm only kidding. I patted them on the head. What is this gray stuff coming out your ears?
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just,
Hold on, let me set this up. You work for Maxim Magazine?
I was assisting a photographer that shot the photos for Maxim Magazine.
We talked about the Maxim Magazine interview with Mike Tyson. You were there in Vegas when it went down?
Yeah, we were hanging out with him for about 3.5 days, 4 days.
That's when I took the guy that was doing the interview, and I like to do this as a trick. I pick up a fork off the table, right? And then I go, ah, and I make it like I'm biting the back of his neck, and I poke him with the fork. And he usually relieves himself in his pants.
Yeah, he came pretty close to relieving himself, yeah.
He evacuated. LB2Y, and then the symbol for boron.
That was an answer to his probing questions about what jail life was like. And
yeah, I don't like being talked about when they talk about the jail.
No, he didn't like that at all. But,
it hurts me the pain that when I think about being in jail and the pain of all those men's buttocks that I invaded.
Yeah,
I feel guilty till I take the Zoloft, then I don't care no more.
Sam,
the best thing of the whole 4 days was it wasn't actually reported in the article. We were standing outside this dodgy strip mall just outside of Vegas, and we've just been eating chicken wings, which Mike took about 3 minutes to devour.
Mm-mm.
But
mine with feathers.
We're standing outside this strip mall, and this 15-year-old black kid comes up to Tyson, and they're kind of like do the whole black handshake, hugging each other thing, and he kind of leans over and he starts talking to Tyson's ear, and Tyson kind of takes a step back and he goes, "Yo, man, can't you see I'm with those Caucasians? They're with me, man. I'm taking care of business. I'm sorry."
What are you cursing for?
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
When you're telling these little stories,
yeah,
have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listeners.
You may take a fine photograph, but you suck on the radio.
I'm sorry.
You're the worst. God. Did Tyson hit you in the head?
I work him like a body bag.
Oh.
Anything else you want to add, Sam?
The article definitely didn't do the 4 days justice. It was an awesome experience. He definitely was on the Zolof because he was very relaxed, except for the day he was training in the gym, which. But it was an awesome experience.
Oh my God, this guy put me to sleep like the last time they shot a tranquilizer dart at me. And then I woke up, I had a radio collar and an ear tag. But it's okay, I rub against a tree, it fall off. They can't outsmart Tyson.
Alright, well thank you, Sam.
No problem.
I had such a good holiday. How was your holidays, Opie?
My holiday was great, Mike.
I had a good one. I was having a great time.
Notice, everyone, Mike Tyson talking to Opie.
Oh, damn it. And how was yours, Anthony?
Real good, Mike. Thanks, man.
You bastard.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. I had a great Christmas,
yeah.
But then it ended with a little bit of tragedy.
What happened?
Well, I was having fun, and then Jaime pulled out my teeth, and Yukon Cornelius pushed me off a cliff. Bumbles bounce. Right, Anthony?
Right, Mike.
Yeah. Opie, why are you talking into this bullhorn?
I'm not talking into that bullhorn. All right. Very nice.
I had to throw Christmas ornaments because they was out of Samsonite luggage. That could take a beating. I could smash it against, I don't know, hotel room walls, I don't know, airport at the carousel, or maybe metal bars. And the luggage held up. She didn't. Here's my love tap to her. Hi, baby. How you vibing? It's been such a long time. I love you. Love. P-R-L-C.
Oh, it's... Oh, forget it.
It's the best effing punch I ever threw in my life.
That's what you said. All right. Gotta talk about Muhammad Ali next. Oh, God damn. Ali's out of control. But, you know, here's a guy who could do anything he wants.
The story about 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
We went on vacation like a day early.
Yeah.
And we should have. But we'll talk about the Muhammad Ali thing next, all right?
Yeah. Also, is it true Britney Spears no longer a virgin? We got a news clip and stuff?
That makes the news.
Out of the Post. Yeah, right?
Really?
We could seg into my idea I was telling you about in the back office, Anthony.
Ah!
What do you think?
Beautiful.
Opie and Anthony.
And on the eighth day, God said, let there be breasts.
Boobs.
Wow. N-E-W. We're so ticked on 102.7. We got the sports guy 6 to 10 in the morning. Don and Mike, they bring it 10 to 3. You gotta love Opie and Anthony because they get chicks naked 3 to 7. 7 to 11, Ron and Fest. I call him Pharrella Fest. I hope he doesn't mind.
102.7. W-N-E-W.
Every one of us has reasons to travel. A baby arriving is an excellent reason. Bet you got your own photo album full of pink cheek butterballs. Weddings. We all travel a lot to weddings. Reunions. Particularly interesting are high school reunions. Well, it was a lot easier when everybody lived a town or two away. But we're scattered all over the place. So, when it's time to get together to do a little reminiscing and a little visiting, well... Travelocity can help you assemble, or reassemble. Particularly helpful is our calendar-based shopping for airlines. You tell us where you want to go, we show you when the best fares are available. And don't forget, we give you access to 50,000 hotel properties and over 50 rental car companies. If you have a reason, say, your sister's beloved punk, Rosie's birthday, Travelocity will make the trip possible. Travelocity.com. Go virtually anywhere. For virtually any reason. AOL keyword, travel.
Anthony, the Connecticut Schools of Broadcasting.
Oh, yes.
If you or someone you know are not really satisfied with what you're doing, here's the website that could change your life, 800tvradio.com. Call Connecticut Schools of Broadcasting, the nation's oldest and largest group of communication schools, at 1-800-TV-Radio.com. At Connecticut Schools of Broadcasting, you'll learn by doing from radio and TV pros in a matter of months, not years. For 38 years, Connecticut Schools of Broadcasting have placed thousands of grads in every facet of radio and TV. At Connecticut Schools of Broadcasting, you'll train on digital audio and and nonlinear video editing systems. Learn the latest techniques in webcasting and multimedia. Call 1-800-TV-RADIO today for Connecticut Schools of Broadcasting in Stratford, Connecticut, or in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. For day and evening classes that begin in late February, call 1-800-TV-RADIO now. That's 1-800-TV-RADIO, 1-800-887-2346, or check them out on the web at 800tvradio.com.
A new nightclub has arrived in Connecticut. Nightlife in South Norwalk will never be the same. The old Sono Movie Theater has transformed into the hottest nightclub in Connecticut. Introducing Bar 11, a sound and visual experience. Bar 11, open Friday and Saturdays only.
Bahama Mamas in Hoboken is New Jersey's fun place. Party like hell at Bahama Mamas this weekend. Bachelorette and birthday t-shirts, $1 shots and straw hats. Say it twice, Bahama Mamas, Bahama Mamas. Everybody loves Bahama Mamas in Hoboken. Bahama Mamas in Hoboken is New Jersey's fun place.
Hello?
Hey, Joey, you know I'm in the mafia.
What do you mean the mafia? Why are you talking like that?
MafiaMob.com. I joined the mafia on the internet at MafiaMob.com.
MafiaMob.com?
Yeah, MafiaMob.com. I'm a made man, and I'm whacking everybody.
On an all-new season on HBO.
Don't you have a friend?
Survival of the fittest.
I got the power of Jesus on my side.
Markets can come and they can go. In these economic times, how do you keep your money growing safely? By investing in high-yielding CDs and money market accounts from E-Trade Bank. Call 1-888-968-8855. E-Trade Bank's CD yields have consistently paid higher rates than most branch banks. Their money market accounts have consistently yielded double the national average. And these high-yield accounts are all insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC. So how do they do it? E-Trade Bank does business by phone and internet rather than through costly branches. This keeps their expenses low and their interest rates high. So keep your money growing even when the market is in flux. Call E-Trade Bank now for a free rate comparison and information kit. 1-888-968-8855. It's your money, so make the most of it. Call E-Trade Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Member FDIC, 1-888-968-8855.
A Showtime original series.
Hi, I'm Chris Isaac, and our show is back for an all-new second season. We're back with all-new episodes, new songs, new big-name guest stars, incredulous plot complications. It's going to be funny, I swear. Really.
The Chris Isaac Show, all-new second season.
Did I mention the nudity? You don't want to miss it. Wake up the kids.
Season premieres Sunday, 10:45 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right after Queer as Folk, only on Showtime. No limits.
If you've ever wanted to do something bold, something brave to help people in our own backyard in need, this is your chance. Northeast Aid Drive, four unforgettable days of kindness on a bicycle from Bear Mountain, New York, all the way to Boston this June, with 3,000 other people who've never done anything like this in their lives. Northeast Aid Drive, over 19,000 people have ridden, all shapes, all sizes, not athletes, not cyclists, just decent everyday people who wanted to do something uncommonly compassionate. Northeast Aid Drive, to bring hope to men, women, and children with AIDS right here in New York. Call 800-825-1000. Northeast Aid Drive. Everything's provided. Hot meals, showers, sleeping tents, training to get in shape, even advice on buying a bike. 800-825-1000 or bethepeople.com. 800-825-1000 or bethepeople.com. Northeast Aid Drive. 4 days of kindness and meaning you'll remember all the days of your life. Northeast Aid Drive. 800-825-1000.
1027 WNEW, New York.
It left you in shock and left you guessing, but now it's back. The Showtime original series, Queer as Folk.
Will you marry me? You aren't serious.
The show that broke all the rules does it again.
You're all down mess.
I'm beautiful.
Television's most anticipated premiere.
You told him you didn't want him to see me anymore.
I just want you to save her.
You had no right.
The second season of Queer as Folk, Sunday at 10 Eastern and Pacific, only on Showtime. No limits. This program rated TVMA. Viewer discretion advised.
$1.40, please.
Carl, scoping out gas prices.
Oh, $1.14. It is diesel, right?
people will go to extremes to save a little money.
Hey!
Progressive Auto Insurance could save you a lot. At Progressive.com, we can give you our price and the rates from up to 3 leading competitors. We want you to save money, even if it's not with us. Shopping for gas may save you pennies. Progressive could save you hundreds. Visit Progressive.com or a local Progressive agent or broker. Not what you'd expect from an insurance company. Not available in all states or situations. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
The Obi and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Disturb the game. Listen to this toy. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I listen to your show in D.C., and you guys just don't have any format. It's boring.
No format.
What do you mean by a format?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. You guys are the professionals. You supposed to come up with something.
So you want you want us to have a format?
What do you mean by format?
Just some type of, like listening to two guys talk.
Thank you. Thank you. You just described our show.
Thank you, sir.
It's boring.
What are you normally doing?
See, there you go.
What would you like, little cute trivia games that we
could
play?
Would you like that?
Something.
Maybe,
How about we'll get a little man on the street?
Oh, some of that?
Don and Mike, they do a good job.
Uh-huh.
That's Don and Mike. We're doing our thing, man.
Yeah, but, you know, you guys wonder why you don't have any listeners in D.C.
We don't want a format. This is what we want to do.
This is it.
It's a hang. It's the Opie and Anthony hang. Never know what you're going to hear. People are coming and going.
Sir, listen to what a dull human you are on the phone. How could you possibly enjoy this radio program?
Yeah.
How am I dull human?
You have the charisma of testicular cancer. You stink. Just sitting there with that monotone. I'm from Glen Burnie. Are you really stupid? Nobody cares or likes it there.
You should have said kneecap cancer.
Yeah, I know. Kneecap cancer is probably funnier, but testicular more sums up this and vibe.
Well,
all right, we'll work on a format.
Yeah, we'll work on a format just for you. Okay?
Put on a funny shirt Tuesday.
All right,
put on a funny shirt Tuesday. I like it already.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, we're on to something. Thanks, Tom. We're going to change our whole show because of you.
Guy named
All right, Tom. You're welcome.
We're gonna take a look at who's in the entertainment news.
Hey, that's right. 5:06 and 22 seconds means it's time for entertainment news. This just in, Britney Spears lost her virginity? Yes. The rumor mill circulating with this story that she's been plowed by her guy pal from NSYNC. Who, Justin?
Yeah.
Timberlake?
Justin, yeah.
That's right. Supposedly, he threw her the big hot beef injection over the holiday weekend. And now she's walking like she'd just ridden a horse cross country. And I do mean country. Any old withering corpses in the news we could talk about and make it seem like we care they're dead? And catch NSYNC in the new Star Wars movie.
The only thing that can make that NSYNC story better is if he raped her.
Oh, God! How would they report that? Britney Spears raped by her NSYNC boyfriend, Justin Timberlake.
All right, we're done with entertainment.
Today's history in the news.
We're done with entertainment.
Oh, okay.
News. We got to go on to our format. next format feature. Would this be the hard-hitting news?
Yeah.
Hard-hitting news time, Anthony. New York City has a new mayor.
New mayor?
His name's Bloomberg.
Mike Bloomberg taking over for the very popular former mayor, Giuliani. Who, of course, brought us through the tragedy of 9/11. 7:59, 8 o'clock now. Wait, no, it's 5:08.
Well, that wasted 2 minutes. Lieutenant Boogaloo from Jersey writes, the Opie and Anthony hang. Don't tell Earl.
Don't tell Earl.
All right. Well, we'll work on a format, I guess.
Right.
Need a format.
Want to do some kind of trivia thing?
I like...
for some trivia?
I like the, what's the Battle of the Sexes?
Let's bring in our Trivial Pursuit and ask each other questions.
How about this? You have a guy call in and a gal call in and
right.
ask them both questions.
I like, though, the Battle of the Sexes where you actually, you have a gal call in and you ask her the questions that only the guys would know. Easy questions, but guy questions about things like motor parts and sports. And then the guy calls in and you ask him the questions about things like cooking and getting a big C up your C. You know, huddle, huddle, just a friendly little radio game.
You know, that's the way we like it down here in Maryland along with our crab cakes. That's a hot steak, boy.
We could waste time by doing the 5 o'clock traffic jam.
Or how are we going to do that when it's played at the same time as the 5 o'clock funnies? Just not enough 5 o'clock.
Well, it's time for a Lily Tomlin record.
Oh,
5 o'clock funnies.
5 o'clock funnies.
And Mark Parano wonders why he's not in radio.
Hey. Ah, yes. We can play a little game now. I see it's 5:09 and 37 seconds, which means it's time for the dating game. Yeah, yeah. Dating game. We got some twat on the phone with him, and we're going to try to hook her up with someone who might just kill her. Is this the kind of formatics you like? You tool.
Anthony, what's up?
Guys, it's my birthday. I want to know what celebrity share the same birthday as me.
The celebrity music.
Wait, I'm sorry.
God damn.
Hold on a second. And you got to read the horoscopes or the horrible scopes. Waka, waka, waka.
Wait, I want to know whose birthday it is today now.
Get the paper. This kills 30 seconds on a morning show.
We're not prepared to tell the people whose birthday it is today.
Damn it.
Damn it!
Holy yes! Hold on, Anthony, we'll tell you.
All right. I'm getting there.
Hold on, Anthony. We're not prepared for this. Tomorrow we'll be prepared because we just came up with this brilliant.
This is a brand new format.
People in DC want a format, darn it.
Damn, I can't find,
You can't find the celebrity birthday?
Oh. Maybe here. Celebrity.
I'll kill time while we find the paper. Happy birthday going out to Bus Bar listeners today. Joe's 35 in Seaford. Mary celebrating the big 3-0 in New York City. And little Jimmy's 12 today. Happy birthday.
I'm looking all over the web.
Someone's got to tell us, you know, what celebrities are having a birthday today. I got to hang up on Anthony because he's listening to him and himself as we try to do this wacky bit here, Anthony.
Where's
the
idea?
The bullsheet. It's a radio prep site.
Okay, what a prep burger, Anthony.
Where's prep burger?
Where's prep burger when you need it? This is how pathetic. We don't even know whose birthday it is. This is like the easiest bit to do in radio.
Got it. In radio, that should be in front of you.
Right.
At all times.
Right after what day it is.
Yeah.
Today's birthdays.
Today's birthdays.
And know what else we need for today? We need the celebrity birthdays, and we need what happened on this date in history. Somebody help us. What happened in this day in history?
Your birth month. Hold on. It's January. What's today's date? January 2nd? Match me. Here we go. All right.
Celebrity birthdays? Wait.
Give me it.
Wait, give me some... all right, we'll do this. It's not queued up. You need the birthday music?
Damn it.
All right, go ahead. Just do it, I guess.
If you were born on the 2nd of January, you share a birthday with Jim Baker. Remember him?
Jim Baker. Oh, yeah, that religious guy.
Right. On Tia Carrera, the hot Tia Carrera.
Oh. From Wayne's World, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Gabrielle Carteris. And, of course, that talented Negro, Cuba Gooding Jr. Ooh. Ooh, did I say waddle doodle? Damn, maybe I should have gone to tomorrow. Mel Gibson and Victoria Principal and Dabney Coleman tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh, I wish it was tomorrow.
Don't blow it.
Oh, you just wrecked the bit for tomorrow.
I know.
Maybe now they're not going to tune in for the celebrity birthdays because they already know who's born tomorrow, Anthony.
If Tom wants structure, maybe every day at 5 o'clock he could bring his wife into the studio and we could milk her into a bucket and then bash her brains in with a rock.
Jesus. One hell of an imagination, my friend. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm stuck on the Jersey Turnpike and I'm waiting for the traffic report.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and some 5 o'clock funnies.
Alright, hold on.
Hi, it's ONA traffic. Here high above Manhattan looking down. Wow. Seems to be a lot of traffic in the same spots that they were yesterday. And I'm assuming it's going to clear up around the same time it does every day. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you for that, Anthony.
Well, the guy wanted his traffic.
All right, let me go to Doug from Springfield. Doug, what's going on?
I want to hear Office of the Day.
Holy yes. There's a lot of great radio ideas that we're not
Office doing. Of the Day. So what did this entail, Opie?
And the winner of it is Office Full of Dirty, Stinking Sluts. Take it easy, guys.
No, it's pathetic. I did all these little cute little bits.
So Office of the Day?
Office of the Day, you fax in where you're working,
uh-huh.
And they pick a random fax, and
you're the office of the day.
The office of the day, and then you give them like gift certificates to like Fridays and stuff.
Oh God, that's great!
Right, and maybe a Blockbuster certificates and what?
Didn't you deliver some of that stuff?
Shut up! I used to have to deliver pizza in Rochester for Kano.
This day in history, Opie, 1960, Senator John F. Kennedy, Massachusetts, announced his candidacy for the Democratic presidential nomination. And in 1965, the New York Jets signed University of Alabama quarterback Joe Namath for a reported $400,000. Today in news.
Well, we need, like, music bands to, like, jazz it up a little
bit. I hope this is working in Maryland.
Don't you guys have a new employee starting today making $102.70 an hour? Congrats, huh?
But before they become the new employee, they got to fire the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Smith from Hicksville, you're fired.
That's right. God damn. This is awful.
I've never heard of this one, and I've been around a long time, man. Chris, what's up?
Nothing, guys. I'd like to request Start Me Up.
All right.
For the Rolling Home with the Stones block you're going to be playing soon.
Rolling Home with the Stones block. You never heard that on the radio, did you? Tell me someone does that. Man, Q104 here in New York is going to steal that one. Watch.
Rolling Home with the Stones. That is quite an idea.
Yeah, it's awful bit they do on the station up here.
Too bad it wasn't Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. Wow.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
All right. We're starting you up for your ride home. Rolling Home with the Rolling Stones.
You hit the pose. It's all about the music. Let me go to Ron. Ron, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Hey, I'm waiting for weather on the 8th. I mean, you're past 5:18. Come on, guys.
Not 5:18. 5:18 in like 20 seconds here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which means we're going to have to do the Q of the D after weather with the 8th.
Right,
or 8th with the weather or whatever.
All right, I didn't want to miss it.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You know, it all happens.
Who's this? Yo, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the radio. What's up?
Hey, guys, I want to call in my old new borrowed and blue set.
Old new borrowed and blue. So you play an old song, a new song, remake, and then a little blues.
That's the best. That's great radio, guys.
Oh, old, new, borrowed, and blue?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can I get
that? That was famous on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Morning Show.
I got to cut you off. It's time for weather on the 8th. Yes, Sam?
Opie, tomorrow we're going to look at temperatures in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, sunny, high of 29 degrees.
That's for New York, though.
Yeah. Well, you know.
What about, Buffalo? Like,
oh, you want, a national weather?
Yeah, maybe a national weather.
All right, let me look at the map.
Uh-oh.
Two for Tuesday on W.
On Tuesday?
I used to do that. All right, around your area, we're looking at, 27 degrees in Chicago. Atlanta, Georgia, with 32 degrees in New York, 40. Miami, 72 degrees. Quite balmy there, and we don't broadcast there, so it doesn't matter.
Is this the format he was looking for?
Greg, what's up?
Yo, how you doing?
All right, Greg.
Don't forget about the shout-outs. I'd like to shout-out to all my friends.
If you do,
I'm going to give a big shout-out to Cliff.
If you're
what's up?
If you're a radio guy and you do shout-outs, put the barrel of the gun in your mouth and pull the trigger.
Thank you. All right. You guys suck. Thanks.
Hey, for the weather, could you do something like, it would be like a routine thing, but a little different, like, depending on the, like, what you do is you, like, to determine the temperature.
Yeah.
You say, how long would it take if you left your baby outside for it to die?
So you is think that the type of format they're looking for in Maryland, though?
Today's an 8-minute day, people are going to know, wow, it's in the 20s.
It's got to be cold.
Are we going to be getting the lead out?
We could get the lead out, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Dying for a little stairway, yeah.
Right after Mandatory Metallica.
Hey, I beat you to it, Scott, from D.C.
All right.
Well, there, maybe that's what they were looking for.
Julio, what's up?
Hey, I want to play the elevator from hell.
Ah.
When are you guys going to drop the pumpkin?
Wow, elevator from hell, we got to explain that one. We tried to buy the elevator from hell bit.
Yeah.
From Mark Parento?
Yeah. They went and sell it. Yeah, that's a true story. Mark Parento, we were up against him in Boston.
Uh-huh.
He had two bits. He did the 5 o'clock funnies, where he'd play like a scratchy Lily Tomlin record for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right at 5 o'clock. But every day it would be a different comedian.
Of course.
But equally as funny. Because you didn't know which comedian he was going to play every day. It was always a surprise.
What is this?
And then he did Elevator from Hell, and we called up the company that sold him the Elevator from Hell bit, and we tried to buy it so he would have only one bit to do every day.
Look at this radio bit called Oodles.
Oodles.
Each answer begins with a given letter. You get 4 out of 5, and you win. Today's letter, the letter P.
Letter P.
You
got
to guess what word this is, or
all right.
What I'm trying to say. Midday meal at the electric utility. Midday meal. At the electric utility.
Powder puff?
Oh, so close.
Pussy polyps?
No, where's my sound effect? Find my buzzer, Rick. There it is. Find my buzzer.
There it is. No, I'm sorry. No.
Pee polyps.
That's power lunch. Get it?
Oh, power lunch. Okay, let me try another one.
Oodles.
Oodles.
Working right with the letter P. Where a Joey rides. A Joey, which of course is a baby kangaroo.
Oh, pouch.
Very good. There's one.
Sorry, if I get the other two, I get a prize?
You need three.
Three?
No. Soft drink music. Soft drink music.
Soft drink music?
Soft drink music. Music, soft drink.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper.
More commonly, this is a name for a soft drink that they use out west or down south. They call it something else.
Pop.
Pop music,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
And pirate what? Diving board. A pirate.
Plank.
Plank, yes. One more.
What do I win? Like some good gift?
You win my flag-waving missile.
Patriot?
Yes! Wow, there it is. It's our oodles for the day, letter P. And between Opie and Norton, you've gotten 4 out of 5 right, so you win.
How about with a C?
Hey, everybody!
Where's the 5 o'clock whistle? Where'd you go before today?
Damn, get me a gun.
Supposed to be played on Friday. Is just singing like they do at the college mixers.
You can't.
Get laid, get F.
Yeah, well, I can't that would work a little better there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, got a dump out of me. I'm sorry.
Right, well, let's go to John. John, what's going on?
Hello, love.
John. How's it going, guys?
All right, John. What do you have?
Hey, they got one radio station out here near Allentown. They do Oh Wow Wednesdays.
Oh, there's a station in Connecticut that does that too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be songs you haven't heard in a while. It's supposed to make you go, oh, wow.
Well, do you have one? Let's give it a little try.
All right. Let's see. How about Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It? How about that one?
Wow.
Wow.
I got to step in. That's not an oh, wow song.
Well, we can't play that because that's one of our Friday songs.
That's right.
Oh, shoot.
You can't mix those up.
And according to Selector, we played that recently. We can't play it again.
Hey, guys, one more for you. Same radio station.
Yes.
Every morning at 8 o'clock, they do like two or three Led Zeppelin songs, and they call it Getting the Lead Out.
Yeah, Getting the Lead Out, of course.
That's an AOR staple.
Ah, I see. All right, guys, you suck.
All right, bye.
Someone's saying we should pick a new partner by seat number at Fenway Park.
That would be a good one. I want to do Oh Wow Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Hey, maybe you could get everybody to turn their radios at work up real loud and play Take This Job and Shove It.
Yeah.
Let the bosses hear it.
The high five at five.
I haven't heard of that one,
but I'm sure it's five songs at 5 o'clock.
Furious five.
And then there's the top nine at nine.
Yeah.
Rob,
and then you do it at 10 to be really crazy.
Yeah! Well, they're already crazy because it's 9 instead of 10.
Right.
All countdowns are 10. Rob, what's up? Rob?
No, it's Ross.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm a first time listener. But I love your format, guys.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Love the format.
Hey, thank you, bro.
We gotta interrupt you because Buffalo had 7 feet of snow and we gotta do the school closings for today.
Ah, that's right. We need beds for this though. You can't just have the school closings.
School closings, waste of time.
Yes, very important. The school closings. Every school that's covered in snow is closed.
Thank you. I want to do Oh Wow Wednesday.
Yeah. Can we call ourselves a zoo?
And I want to see if someone could stump us with a joke.
Ah.
First person that stumps us with a joke wins something.
10 songs or 10 grand? Is that a 10 in a row?
Oh, yeah.
Like he's going to just mess up.
Right.
I used to love listening to those and they'd be like, and I think I'm going to miss a song.
Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
Well, how do you know?
I thought it was supposed to be just...
Music montage.
Random thing that happened.
Real quick clips of the songs? Come on, where's our music montage? If you guess all 27 songs included in the montage...
We can't do the All Request Lunch Hour, because we're not on during lunch hour.
That's great.
Well, there you go. Oh, Earl has picked out an Oh Wow Wednesday song.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Earl.
Are you going to let us know what it is, or should we just play it?
All right, here's today's Oh Wow Wednesday song. I do that rock. Oh, wow. This is Ian Dury, right? Oh, no, Tim Curry, right? Ian Dury and the Blockheads. No, this is Tim Curry.
He just said, well, giving readings, Monty Moscow.
Is it?
This is,
oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Who gives a hell? Let's go to Philly. Jim, what's going on?
Hey, guys. You want to play psychic trivia?
What's psychic trivia? Where have we been?
The station in Philly. The station that wanted to hire you guys. Their morning show plays psychic trivia. And the idea is that if you listen to the show all morning, something goofy happened during the day. And they're going to say, okay, here's the question. Okay, you got it? Now call up and give us the answer.
You guys...
you have to guess what they're thinking about.
Ho-ho!
Guys, how about the phrase that pays?
Yeah. What's the phrase that pays?
I guess you're drinking out of a mule. Oh, that's correct. You win.
We're going to call up random houses during the day, and you have to answer the phone with the phrase that pays. So all your friends think you're
what
complete.
What is today's phrase? Oh, wait, we got someone that wants to stump us with a joke, you guys.
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, we should have wacky music.
All right, hold on. We got to get some music for this bit. We got
you know, something wacky. No wacky?
No. All right, hold on. Rick's getting us some wacky music. You got us another Oh Wow Wednesday song?
I am digging the new format.
It's great.
I'm liking it. And it's much better than anyone else's because we're incorporating every single one of these things into one show.
Anthony, we got a new...
Some people just take one or two of these genius things and do it during their program.
People in D.C. like a schedule.
We want to be on schedule. There it is. Rick's got something for our...
All right.
On a little joke-off.
Joke-off. First person.
That's the joke-off.
That stumps us. Which, with all right, here we go.
What the hell is that, Rick?
Stinks.
Kid-toucher music.
Sorry, wrong game.
This is like the music we used to play for our evil Barney.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quarter if I can get it, a quarter of the way in, 50 cents if it goes halfway in, a dollar if it goes in all the way.
All right, listen. That's the music you hear when you... start feeling guilty about what you've just done.
Andrew.
What's up, O&A?
What's up? You got a joke for us today?
Yeah, long time listener, love your show.
Is it a joke right. you can find in a typical joke book?
I don't believe so.
Uh-oh.
All right, check it out. There's three ebony women in the ghetto on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're all wearing nothing but potato sacks. How do you know which one's the prostitute?
Now give us time.
That's the game.
See, we have to
give us time to flip through all our joke books we got in the studio.
Let me see.
I got it.
Norton's got it.
Hold
in the background.
She's the one with the Hulk.
Wait. That's not how you play.
Listen to that language. Oh no! Dive.
Can I give it to you?
Wait, hold on.
All right.
If we're going to do this bit, we got to get at least five or six people that give us jokes that we know, and then, you know, the seventh one will stump us, and then we can move on to something else.
You're crazy, Norton. He's crazy.
Guys, this is my first time calling. You can't let me...
That's it.
All right, hold on. So what's the joke again, Andrew?
All right. There's three black women standing on a street corner wearing nothing but potato sacks. How do you know which one's the prostitute?
How do you know which one is the prostitute? They're wearing gunny sacks or potato sacks?
Huh?
This is very difficult.
Sounds like my mother-in-law.
Sick.
Hold on. Oh, I'm going to have a beer. There we go. Oh, nothing better than a good beer.
What's
Hold on, I'm gonna crank one out.
That's all right.
All right.
I just thought I'd crank one out.
Oh, that's all right.
You guys rock.
What's the answer to the joke?
All right, she's the one that the potato sack says, Idaho.
Idaho.
Get it.
Well, we're not adding that bit to our format because we stink at it.
Hey, guys, I want
to... The first caller's not supposed to get it.
I know.
Yeah. Nah, but it's fun for people in the cars to guess and shout on
right,
the radio.
Play along at home.
Hey, guys, I stumped you. I want to win a prize.
You get nothing.
Thank you.
Wait, Ernie's got something. Ernie, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
How about flush the format? That's when you get rid of the format and you just do what you would want to do. Come whatever off the top of your head.
Isn't that what we were just doing before we got our new format, thanks to the guy in Maryland?
Some stations do flush the format. If they play, like, rock music or something, mm-hmm. they're like, well, we're going to flush the format, and next thing you know, they do 20 minutes of, like, reggae music.
There you go. Can you help me with my daughter's homework?
Is that a bit?
I don't know if I could ask.
There you go. That's a good format. Trying to get that one through.
Thank you.
Opie, I'd just like to read off the school lunch menu for the local school. Chicken nuggets. You're going to have a choice of a pork egg roll, steamed rice, corn on the cob, some cherry applesauce, chilled peaches with plum-dried cranberries, no salad, sorry, and, of course, your choice of milk. There it is, the school lunch menu.
Stosh, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
You heard of the Menage a Trois Tuesday?
What's that?
They play three songs by the same band. If they play a fourth song, it's called a foreplay. You call in and win.
And I think with the Menage a Trois Tuesday, because I think I did that one at a station, you play like snippets of three songs all at the same time because they're all going out at the same time. And then you have to decipher what three songs were just played. And if you get all three songs from the same artist, usually, you win the prize.
Mm-hmm. But if there's a fourth song, Spuds, does it change?
Well, then it would be the foreplay weekend. But the foreplay weekend, you see this four songs from the same artist.
And
the fourth track is always live on a foreplay weekend. Yes.
We need a character, though, that like a wacky call-in character. Professor Joke Guy.
Oh. Hello? Hello, it's Professor Joke Guy.
Hi, Professor Joke Guy. How are you today?
Very good. I have a joke for you.
Oh, great, Professor Joke Guy.
What happens when the local medicine factory has a quiet day?
What happens?
I don't know. No, you gotta repeat it. I don't know. Professor Joke Guy, what happens when the local medicine factory has a quiet day?
You can hear a cough drop.
He's incorrigible!
Looking forward to hearing him the same exact time tomorrow.
Rich, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
I want to do the car phone check-in.
The what?
The car phone check-in.
What the hell is the car phone check-in?
You call in and you say what road you're on. Like, you're like, hey, I'm on Route 50. I got a dead hooker in the trunk. And rigor mortis is about to set in. So I gotta go. Yeah, the car phone check-in, man.
All right, very good.
Big in D.C.
All right.
Maybe we'll do something when my wife calls in and talks for 4 hours.
Ah, that'd be great.
I turn my
what about a wacky phone scam?
I had to turn my mic off for that one. Stop tempting. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Got a joke for you guys.
Oh, are you going to try to stump us?
Yep, I'm going to stump you.
All right.
What does a gay horse eat?
What does a gay horse eat?
Oh, wait.
People are probably screaming at their radio.
What
the answer. Does a gay horse eat? Let's see.
Close.
Wait a minute. You can't say. How come this new format, we've had to dump ourselves so many times? Hall and Oates?
Nope.
Oh, that was a good try, though. What's the answer, Mark?
Hey.
Wow, we stink. We're 0 for 2.
That's kind of funny.
Good joke.
Hey, you gotta give it to the guy.
We're 0 for 2, and at this rate, we're gonna run out of prizes.
We suck.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
What a great new format, though. I like it.
Joe, you're next to the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, I just heard the song of the day, Start Me Up by the Stones. I want to guess the high-low jackpot.
High-low jackpot. How confusing. What is that? The hell is the high-low jackpot?
You hear the song of the day, you got to call in and guess the high-low jackpot?
Yes.
All right, take a guess.
$17,224.02.
Sorry.
Wow.
But you know something? Work off of what he said, and maybe that'll help the next person that guesses.
Was it too high or too low?
If that was too high.
Oh, man. I tell you guys suck, but I'm calling from D.C. You might believe me. All right. All
right,
thanks, guys.
All right. Let's go to Evan. Evan, what's up?
Hey, could you guys pass the bong?
Oh! We were so busy earlier, we forgot to do the 420 bong hit.
420 bong hit. There we go. Hey, we're really smoking pot in here.
Party hard.
Whoa, thanks, man.
Yeah, how's that? Take that with you.
Gotcha!
Later.
Gotcha!
All right, well. Kyla, what's up?
Hey, can I be today's dashboard DJ?
What the hell is that?
You want to be today's dashboard DJ for the day?
Well, I pull over to the side of the road and I announce the next song on my cell phone.
Dashboard DJ. All right, Kyle, you're today's dashboard DJ.
Oh, please let me hear screeching tires in a wall.
Boy, I hope it's a song we play.
Oh, gosh. Here at WAW 1027, we're going to play Leonard Skinner.
Dashboard DJs.
Thank you so much, guys, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Every day is your chance to be a dashboard DJ. All you need is a phone in your car, and you can be a dashboard DJ. Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama. You heard our dashboard DJ just call this one, and you can too. Every day, our dashboard DJs are announcing the songs we play here for you. Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama, O&A show.
You're a little rusty.
I was a little short.
You didn't hit the post there.
He's enjoying it.
I got it on a beat. Dashboard DJ.
Close, but you know what? If we were really good at this, we'd have the song playing as she was requesting.
I know. Like, how do they do that?
How do they know that she was going to request a song that's playing in the background?
Now we need somebody to do that.
We're terrible.
Hey, how about the bit where you drive a bit into the ground?
I love that bit.
This is fun, though.
It is fun. Another caller wants to try to stump us with a joke. All
right.
Don, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
What did the dog say when he sat on sandpaper?
What did the dog say when he sat on sandpaper? Ruff. Oh, my God. You're not stumping us. You're not stumping us tonight. Sorry, sir. You lose.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Doug, what's going on?
Hey, can we play Secret Sound? Guess the sound effect.
Do we have a secret sound?
Do we have a sound effect?
I'd like to. I am the 100th caller.
All right, let's see. Norton, do you have a secret sound effect for us?
I certainly do.
Let me hear.
No, not that one. That can't be the secret sound. No. Oh, you're giving too many hints out.
Here's the secret sound. What is that, Doug?
Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah! It's a BJ joke!
Always funny.
Anthony, what's
that's
up?
Right. Here's the rest of that sound.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm on 495 sitting in traffic. I'm in a 2002 Mitsubishi Lancer with my friends just checking in. Well, you know what kind of car I'm driving.
What is that?
Hot 97 does that. You call in and you see what kind of car you're driving.
Why?
Why do they want you to Hot 97? Why do they want you to call in with what kind of car you stole?
So they DJ take a jacket from you.
I don't know, man. They just call up and say what kind of car they're driving.
Well, that sounds like a good little bit there.
I got a joke to stump you guys with.
Oh wow. All right. Set up for this, boy.
Hold on.
That was unexpected.
Hold on. We're not prepared. I got to get the joke music back. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, stump us with a joke, sir.
All right. Why do blacks have flat noses?
Why do blacks have flat noses? This sounds a little risque for our show. I might want to call the Grease Man with this type of racial humor.
Or Muhammad Ali.
Or Muhammad Ali. Yeah, he seems to like the racy jokes himself.
We'll get into that story next.
I don't want to go near this one.
Yeah, you know something, sir? We are going to opt to stay safe here.
This is a little too hot
and
to handle.
Not continue with this joke, sir.
A little risque.
Where about
family
unity?
I understand.
Where about unity in the community?
I understand.
Okay.
Well, what is the answer if...
That would be, that's where God put his foot when he ripped their tails off.
Oh, my.
Good night, guys.
No.
You know, that type of thing is not going to be tolerated on our radio show.
That is awful. This is, you know, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell people we all have to get together in this time. After we've all seen such tragedy together.
I feel a fake suspension coming on.
We're going to be checking in with Spuds Buckley in a little bit, so stick around.
I don't know if he gives me the finger.
Hey, there you go. Chris, what's up? Chris, what's up?
What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
What up?
How y'all doing today?
Very well.
What do you got?
So, you guys want to hear another joke or what?
Uh-oh.
All right, this will be the last joke because I think we're pounding the stump the joke thing into the ground here.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Why is it that there is no Walmart in Afghanistan?
Why is it that there is no Walmart in Afghanistan? Let's think this out. Norton, do you have an idea? Opie? Rick, maybe Ben, are you thinking?
They don't build Walmart.
No idea? Anybody?
Because they don't build Walmarts where monkeys are being killed.
Close.
No, that's not it. I'm sorry. No.
What's the answer, sir?
No one knows?
No.
You stumped us.
Because there's a Target on every corner.
A Target? Yes, a store, a Target. Oh. All right.
There you go. Like that one, huh?
I'm digging this format.
No.
So easy.
Thank you, Chris. I think we got some new ideas for our format, Anthony. Yes, Mark the Gay Chef. What's up?
Yeah, sure. Happy New Year.
Hey, it's Frenchie.
Yeah, how you doing?
It's our character, Frenchie.
Yes, that's right.
What's up?
How's it going?
All right, what do you got?
I got a little joke, actually.
All right.
So why does black people come to work on Monday with a bunch of scratch on their faces? Cuts and scratches.
I don't know, Frenchie.
I didn't even understand the joke.
Why do they come to work?
With their faces scratched up.
Scratched up. I've never heard of this, Frenchie.
Well, they eat with a fork on Sunday.
I have a better idea, Frenchie.
Yes?
Maybe every day at 6 you can call in and give an instance of where your country has exhibited cowardice in the
Well, they sent 5,000 troops there. What are you talking about?
5,000 troops? What, to cook?
Yes, exactly.
Please, that country of yours, all over Europe, giving up their money.
That's
you surrendered
true.
Your money.
Yeah, sure. We're backing up again, right? Just like we did in World War II, as always.
We'll kill them with pastries.
Yeah. Look at the only hero out of World War II was LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes. Part of the resistance.
All right.
Yeah, well.
Bye, Frenchie.
All right, thank you.
Brian, what's going on?
Nothing much.
All right. Go ahead, Brian.
I'd like to guess the number one song in the Firecracker 500.
Oh, the Firecracker 500, yes.
Is it going to be Stairway to Heaven?
Free Bird? Free Bird, yeah. I'll go with Free Bird.
Free Bird. Well, actually, it's Won't Get Fooled Again by the way.
They pulled a fast one on me.
And also, isn't there also a bit where you play a song backwards and I have to try and guess what it is?
Yeah, forward, yeah. Backwards forward or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe Opie's old station may have played it.
Maybe. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Well, yeah, I did some of these growing up in the business. You know.
We'll be checking in with Mad Max a little later in the program.
Charlie, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I was wondering if we could maybe call my girlfriend and pretend break up with her. And then when she gets really mad, you guys can just say, hey, it's just Opie and Anthony, and we can all have a laugh together.
That's right.
And we all will laugh.
Oh, that'd be so great, guys.
Point at each other.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
All right. Well, that wasted 40 minutes. Thank you.
That's nice.
Thanks for the idea there in Maryland.
Do you think Voss could come in every day at like 3 o'clock and do the Jews that should have killed themselves 10 years ago segment?
All right.
The Muhammad Ali story is next.
Well, I think that's fitting right about now.
Do we have time? We have no time. We went really late. We'll be back.
There's a car with a round next to me.
Whip out your cans. Pull out your fun bag.
What are you waiting for? Do it.
Do it now.
What are you wearing?
You look fabulous.
Opie and Anthony.
We love seeing boobs.
Well, duh.
M-E-W. We're so sick on 102.7. We got the sports guy 6 to 10 in the morning. Don and Mike, they bring it 10 to 3. You gotta love Opie and Anthony because they get chicks naked 3 to 7. 7 to 11, Ron and Fest. I call him Pharrella Fest. I hope he doesn't mind.
102.7. W-N-E-W.
Morning, hon. Ready for coffee?
Tom, there's a strange man in the backyard.
He's probably reading the meter. You want toast?
No, I mean a really strange man, and he's covering our backyard with snow.
Honey.
He's trudging through the drifts to the back door. Hello.
Hi, I'm Bob from Snow Mountain. I'm just about done with the backyard, and I was wondering if you could move your car. The driveway's a perfect place for the half pipe.
The half pipe?
Oh, I know. What about the terrain park? I'm thinking front yard for that. You don't have to thank me. Your look of amazement is reward enough. You see, as Okemo's ambassador of snow, I randomly pick a home in every town and create a mini Okemo as a reminder to everyone that even though there may not be snow in their backyard, we're making it all over the East Most Incredible Mountain Resort. Oh, groomer's here. You gonna finish that toast?
Bob and his snowmakers are going great guns with Okemo's huge snowmaking capacity. Over 80% of the mountain is open, served by all 14 lifts. Nearly 30 miles of legendary terrain. Plus, Okemo's super pipe is now open. Visit Okemo.com for all the details.
Hey,
how you doing?
Sam Adams. It made your Christmas better, didn't it? Didn't it?
Yes!
Yes, it did. You come over your house, you came over your family's house, you had the ice cold Sam Adams, and people went, ah, look at that. Brought the good beer. We love it. Make all your winter adventures and celebrations better with America's best tasting beer, Sam Adams Winter Lager. Sam Adams Winter Lager, the number one selling winter seasonal. That's right, it is. Subtly spiced with fresh ginger, cinnamon, and orange. Sam Adams Winter Lager is smooth, full body, and satisfying. It is a true winter classic. We love it. We think the people at Boston Beer are great. Jim Cook, what a guy. What an innovator when it comes to beer. You want great beer, trade up. Sam Adams Winter Lager and all the great Sam Adams beer. Check it out, Sam Adams.
When you want luxury at an affordable price, shoot for the stars at Shooting Star Limousine. Shop around and compare. You'll feel like a star in the luxury of one of their brand new 2001 Lincoln limousines. Getting married? Shooting Star Limousine's 4-hour wedding special is just $325. Don't get caught behind a wheel this New Year's Eve. Shooting Star has packages starting at $45 an hour, fully stocked, and a complimentary bottle of champagne. Shop around. Shooting Star can't be beat. See why Shooting Star Limousine is New York's number one limousine service. Travel to any airport in style and comfort. Rates to JFK and LaGuardia start as low as $35. Enjoy the lap of luxury and book an Atlantic City special. 24-hour availability. Corporate accounts are welcome. Serving the tri-state, call Shooting Star Limousines at 631-447-2727 and book early. Get hitched to a Shooting Star and go anywhere at the lowest prices around. See for yourself. Call 631-447-2727. That's 631-447-2727 or visit them on the web at shootingstarlimousines.com. Shooting Star. They are the competition.
A Showtime original series.
Hi, I'm Chris Isaak, and our show is back for an all-new second season. We're back with all-new episodes, new songs, new big-name guest stars, incredulous plot complications. It's going to be funny, I swear. Really?
The Chris Isaak Show, all-new second season.
Did I mention the nudity? You don't want to miss it. Wake up the kids.
Season premieres Sunday, 10:45 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right after Queer as Folk, only on Showtime. No limits.
Skiers and snowboarders, Mountain Creek is open. Check out the conditions on mountaincreek.com and head for the slopes. Mountain Creek, skiing and snowboarding, pure and simple.
Time for New Year's resolutions, and if you've made a resolution to save money, Delta Airlines has great low fares to connect you to the people and places you want to see. It's the Delta New Year's sale. Hurry and buy your tickets now through January 6th and save big on worldwide travel through March 14th. From New York, fly one way to Jacksonville, Florida for $109, Los Angeles or Brussels for only $144, and Paris for just $157. Plus, save up to an additional 10% off sale fares at Delta.com. And when you buy tickets with your Delta SkyMiles credit card from American Express, you'll earn triple miles. The Delta New Year's sale. Purchase through January 6th. Everyone has a reason to see somebody person to person. That's the reason Delta flies. Sample one-way fares based on round-trip purchase. Fares are non-refundable and do not include a $3 federal excise tax per segment and PFCs of up to $18. Some changes permitted for an additional fee of up to $150. International travel subject to taxes and fees of up to $250. Seats are limited. Other restrictions, terms, and conditions apply. See Delta.com for details.
Every year during Grammy Week, the Recording Academy names their Person of the Year. Who is it this year? More after this from Folgers.
This is your wake-up call. Time to reach, go for it all. Folgers burns inside of me, and I know what I can be.
February 25th, 2 days before the Grammy telecast, stars from the entertainment industry will be on hand to celebrate Billy Joel's career and a special tribute for his artistic work and his humanitarian efforts. As a Music Cares Person of the Year, Billy joins a lofty group of musicians including Paul Simon, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, Bonnie Raitt, and David Crosby. The 44th Annual Grammy Awards coming up February 27th live from Los Angeles. This Grammy moment was brought to you by Folgers.
When you think of it, vinyl siding really makes sense. No more wasted time scraping and painting your house. But who can you trust for top quality vinyl siding at a fair price? And who makes it simple to get, even during the winter months? Sears Home Central. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-954-9191. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Vinyl siding from Sears means you'll never paint again. And Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So call Sears at 1-800-954-9191. And save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. Remember, vinyl siding for your home makes sense, but Sears vinyl siding makes the most sense. Call now, 1-800-954-9191.
The day's first light dances on the new fallen snow, inviting you to cut in. Later, as the last light turns the mountains a deep shade of violet, you know this is the very essence of Stratton's Vermont. A feeling of community born in the mountains, fueled by a freedom you've never known. The freedom to truly express yourself with a Stratton Express card that saves you 25 or 50% every time you ski and ride. And saves time, too, with direct-to-lift access. And with a Stratton Season Pass, you could well consider spending the whole winter with us. Mountain friends and freedom. Stratton's Vermont. You belong up here.
That's right. At Stratton Mountain, you can stay for free. Just purchase a 3-day midweek lift ticket for $129 and get 2 free nights of lodging. What's more, Stratton's top-ranked snowmaking system continues to crank it out at every opportunity. And this week at Stratton, you'll find up to 65 trails with 9 lifts in operation. For all the details, call 1-800-STRATTON or visit Stratton.com.
Did you hear the one about the guy who stumbled into our year-end sack by accident?
Yeah, hey, George, my name's Bill Story, down here in Tampa, Florida. I walked in your store, and so I was looking for a leather jacket at the time. It was kind of an impulse buy, but I needed one. It was about 8:45, and a gentleman there said, do you have any leather jackets? He said, yeah, and as a matter of fact, for the next 15 minutes, you're 50% off. So I guess you were having a sale, and I didn't know you carried leather jackets. So I ended up getting this fabulous leather jacket. You saved me a lot of money in paying, and I really appreciate it.
You're going to like the way you look and how much you save. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The Men's
Warehouse year-end sale with savings of 20 to 50% on select styles from corporate to casual, including leather jackets. It's only twice a year that Men's Warehouse has a sale, and one of those times is right now. 27 tri-state area stores, including our newest store in Westport, Connecticut on Route 1, exit 18 across from Starbucks. Call 1-800-776-SUIT.
The Obi and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Obi and Anthony Show. I hope you're enjoying the new format. Jeez. Lots of new games to play on the Obi and Anthony Show. It's a kill time.
Sure.
Less psychobabble and more games.
That guy from Maryland wanted a format, he said. He goes, you guys don't have a format. So we were just having a little fun.
You know, cute little games to play and stuff. Gilby from Washington, D.C. writes on the instant feedback, guys, I picked up your bid in the middle of it, but there is a station in Washington. They have a DJ named Roach who plays 2 seconds of three songs, and you have to pick the songs. They are called Roach Clips.
All right.
Holy yes.
Wow.
Roach Clips.
Bad.
Dan from Yonkers, he writes, guys, I want my laugh in the fast lane.
Laugh in the fast lane.
And Luciana from New Jersey writes, guys, don't forget the game, where the station asks you a question and you can't say the word or you will not win. Another Z100 loser game.
Ah.
Unless you're talking about an underage girl, then you can't say
Should we play the game with Norton real fast?
You want to try
We give him a subject, and you got 60 seconds to talk about with no spaces. You got to continually talk, and you can't use or
You want to do it with Norton or caller?
Should we do it with a caller?
Let's do it with a caller.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, who's that? Oh, figures. All right, let's try Mike.
Mike!
How are you doing, my favorite disc jockeys?
Hey, Mike. You want to play the game?
Oh, I'm dying to.
All right, you got 60 seconds to
talk about.
Talk about. I would have lost.
You want to be something in the news, maybe? Something.
Sure.
News related?
How about New Year's?
Mike, you have 60 seconds to talk about New Year's
without saying or
Okay, well, this New Year, gosh darn it, I stink.
I hope you did it on purpose.
Okay, well,
he got three with his third word.
All right, thank you.
Suck at that.
Yeah, that game sucks.
A lot tougher than it seems, huh, guys?
Yeah, it sure is, Jimmy.
I don't know if you guys realize what time it is.
It's 6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock plugs.
The 6 o'clock plugs. We're going to start that feature?
Well, I figured it was just a way to start off the 6 o'clock hour when most people are listening.
Billy, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, on the station you guys are in Cleveland, there's a guy in the morning.
He said, twice. Oh, we're still playing?
Oh, I thought we were playing the other game.
Oh.
No.
He's...
Oh, sorry.
All right, go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, there's a guy in the morning in Cleveland is a guy who raps the weather.
He raps the weather?
What? Yeah, his name's MC Cheddaflow.
MC Cheddaflow.
And he raps the weather.
He raps the weather.
So there's right. Cute little rhymes that go with the temperature and stuff?
Yes, that's true.
I'm sure it's very old school.
I'm here to say...
It's cold today.
Yeah.
The producer this show is rumored to be gay.
He couldn't get a job anywhere else.
All right. Well, thank you, Billy.
No problem.
We got to start our own new features, I think. Yeah. And I think Megan's going to help us. It's the 6 o'clock queef. Megan?
Hold on for just a second. It's going to take me a second to get ready.
Well, hold on. We want to talk to you a little first.
All right, you can talk to me.
This is our new bit on the Opie and Anthony Show. We goofed around.
Keep on command.
Hold on. We goofed around with all the bits everyone else is doing, and now we're going to start creating new ones. The 6 o'clock queef.
The 6 o'clock queef.
All right.
That's cool.
And Megan, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio will be doing the 6 o'clock queef today.
Queef
Anthony.
For today. Ohio representing.
Let's not
Ohio representing, yeah.
Let's not explain what a queef is, and let's not explain what you're doing. I think we all know what a queef is.
No.
Nobody.
All right, Megan, are you ready to do the 6 o'clock queef?
Yeah, I'll try my best. Sometimes it don't work, sometimes it does.
Well, I hope it works.
I hope it does, too, because I wanted to be on this radio show. It's cool as hell.
Everyone be quiet. Let's listen.
Can we get a fun little sweeper that intros the 6 o'clock queef feature? Maybe a little jingle?
Yeah,
a little jingle.
A little song, maybe. It sounds like a burp, but it smells like catfish, Bob.
That's all I can do. All right.
Now you said the S word. Yeah, I hope we didn't dump out of the line.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry. That's right. I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead, Megan. Right. It's time for the 6 o'clock queef.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, there it was. The 6 o'clock queef.
The 6 o'clock queef. That's right.
Oh. 3 minutes late, but who cares?
Yeah.
How was it?
Go ahead. A little more of the 6 o'clock queef, please.
A little more of it?
A little more.
I'll try.
There we go.
Three.
Like I said, you should turn this into a contest or something. Have a bunch of girls try.
How heavy a gal are you?
How heavy?
I'm sorry.
You
got the F word.
Ohio potty mouth. They
I'm like
5'3
and 120 pounds.
Yeah. 5'3, 120. Okay.
Just turned 18 a couple months ago.
Wow. It sounded a little more baritone than I'm thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's interesting.
Sounds like.
I don't know.
I'm talking to him, yes.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's sitting right here. He can't believe it.
It's just that you could get the same sound if you go to the gas station air pump machine and pump it between two slices of London broil. So I was thinking you might have been an older, more experienced gal.
Oh, no.
All right, Megan, it's our new bit, the 6 o'clock queef.
You started a new bit.
So
all right, that's cool.
Ladies, let's not forget tomorrow, the 6 o'clock queef, okay?
Right.
All right.
And tomorrow we'll start giving out prizes. It'll be sponsored. We'll get a jingle. Could we get Jimmy to work on a little intro for the 6 o'clock queef bit? You think I'm kidding? This is top shelf stuff.
Of course. 6 o'clock.
Rick, if we don't have a sweeper for the 6 o'clock queef tomorrow, I'm going to be really pissed off. Okay.
I'm writing down those words right now.
All right. Even if Steve has to do it for us. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
I think every day at 6 o'clock you should have Frenchie call back and do a history of great French surrenders.
Well, that'd be good. You just have them surrender.
Oh, they surrender to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's funny.
That's like a funny gag bit. He calls up, and then we start getting on him, and he goes, his catchphrase, I surrender! And then the call ends.
Very good. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Jingles are always funny on a radio show.
Jingles.
Well, we're hoping to get a nice jingle for the 6 o'clock, what is it called? The 6 o'clock quiz.
All the best shows have jingles.
Jingle.
Maybe by the end of the show, we'll have a few more brand new bits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, it's working. It's working out for us. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's going on?
Hello?
Joe?
Yes, I'd like to try the game as Ed Koch.
There's one for New York.
I'd like to try and talk about the new mayor, please.
All right.
Bloomberg, you got to love him. He's Jewish. Hello?
You got 60 seconds. You got to keep going.
Well,
we got the joke.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I want to be an overdo it guy.
Too late. We got three of those, right?
Called the Opie and Anthony joke.
All right, Joe.
We do have a new mayor in this town. We are kind of notorious for having fun with the mayors.
Yeah, well, we'll
we got to think of some way to maybe let Mike Bloomberg, the new mayor of New York City, know that the O&A show is on the air here
alive
in the city.
Because
you know something? I know damn well Mayor Menino up there in Boston knows who O&A are. I know Giuliani knows who we are because he called us stupid
Where's the clip? We actually have a clip, and it's Giuliani. All he's saying is stupid.
Well, he had a comment about the Voyeur bus incident.
Yeah, the Voyeur bus.
I got it. I got
you
it.
You do?
This was on national TV.
Good.
Stupid. Stupid. Stupid.
They asked him, what do you think about the Opie and Anthony Voyeur bus thing?
Stupid.
Stupid. That's all he said.
He did. There is a clip of him somewhere saying, you can't drive around a busload of naked women. It's just stupid.
Stupid.
That was when everyone hated him. Remember that? I think it was September 10th, when everyone couldn't stand the effing guy, and then all of a sudden, now he's going around with a halo on his head and wings. But, Bloomberg is in office now, and we really got to kind of get his attention. I think we get off on the wrong foot with these other mayors. I think we got to get a shoe in now, and kind of get a relationship going with him.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if this bit will work on the show. Paul, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you wanted to play Racehorse, Rock Band, or Adult Movie. Yeah, you want to play Racehorse, Rock Band, or Adult Movie, I say one, and then you say whatever it is. That's a little schlock limitation. I'm sorry, I got nothing, really.
I got nothing. No, that's good, though. Thank you.
Sorry about that. No.
We want real bits that we can start doing on our show. The 6 o'clock queef, that's going to be a huge bit.
I like that.
Give it a couple weeks. You'll be looking forward to it every day.
Give it a couple of weeks, and it'll be taken away from us.
It'll be so much fun and so successful. They'll tell us we can't do it.
How about every day at 6:10, a gal comes in and drips a little salty yellow loveliness onto a fella, and he has to get what she drank.
And I would think that guy would be you.
Well, when I'm here.
Well, when you're not touring.
All right.
Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I was wondering if we were going to do some douche or dressing.
Hey, douche or dressing.
You're ripping me off. Ooh, ooh.
That's Scorch.
Stinky rules.
All right, bye. All right. Believe it or not, we have to take another break because we went really long.
Yeah, I want to talk about Ali, though.
I know.
We got to talk about Muhammad Ali.
We definitely will in a few minutes here.
Yeah. You got something, Rick?
Hold on.
Did you find it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's another clip from Rudy Giuliani about the Voyeur bus.
Monica's Salon, New York, to be topless.
This city would be a disaster if you had a mayor who said, oh, yeah, everybody can run around the streets with their clothes off.
There he is, when everyone hated him, back in the good old days.
There's another one? Oh, I thought there was
just that we made him have to say that.
He had a comment at a press conference.
It's against the law, and you get arrested for it. Everybody does. Doesn't matter if it's a stupid bus.
Stupid bus. Stupid bus. The bus is stupid.
Classic.
That's great. Giuliani, there he goes.
Godspeed.
Okay. Best story of the day is up next. The Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And my idea, Anthony, that I want to do for Valentine's Day. Hopefully we could talk about that before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. FU line? Sure, why not? Let's go to the FU line.
Is it 2? Or B?
No, it's
A or B?
The rolly thing that cues up the bits on the shortcuts?
Yeah.
He had to roll a lot to get down to F.
Oh, God.
In alphabetical order. It was up near A. We needed F. So
F is involved today?
So he had to roll down to F for FU.
So let's go to the FU line.
Hey, thanks for calling. And here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
My name's Frank, and I'd like to say F you to my effing walrus-looking wife who keeps getting fatter and fatter ever since we've been married. Last night she threw a dish at me because I called her a fat cow because she wanted me to help her wash the dishes. You fat effing F. Wash them yourself.
Next message.
Yeah, I want to give a big, giant, merry F you to this dumb broad behind me at work that's playing this ridiculous Christmas music. Bah humbug. Go F yourself and all this stupid Christmas music. F you.
Next message.
There's a big F you to my of a boss who could have given me the goddamn assignment at 1 o'clock, but no, she freaking waited until 4:30, kept my ass at work an extra 2.5 hours, when she knows full well that I got an hour commute ahead of me, that the only time I can freaking see my kids is in the evening, and she's got a freaking 5-minute commute. A big F you, bitch!
End of message.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
What do you do here?
Look at breasts.
If I wasn't on this show, I'd be out there with a wow sticker just trolling for breasts.
I can't tolerate.
W.
We're so ticked on 102.7. We got the sports guy 6 to 10 in the morning. Don and Mike, they bring it 10 to 3. You gotta love Opie and Anthony because they get chicks naked 3 to 7. 7 to 11, Ron and Fest. I call him Pharrella Fest. I hope he doesn't mind.
102.7. WNEW. Oz. An all new season on HBO.
Don't you ever cry?
Survival of the fittest.
I got the power of Jesus on my side.
You'll invent the Oz.
I'm not afraid to die. We'll help you escape.
Here comes the dead man.
Everybody's got the units.
Oz, every Sunday night at 10, leaves January 6th on HBO.
Bull markets can come and they can go. In these economic times, how do you keep your money growing safely? By investing in high-yielding CDs and money market accounts from E-Trade Bank. Call 1-888-968-8855. E-Trade Bank's CD yields have consistently paid higher rates than most branch banks. Their money market accounts have consistently yielded double the national average. And these high-yield accounts are all insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC. So how do they do it? E-Trade Bank does business by phone and internet rather than through costly branches. This keeps their expenses low and their interest rates high. So keep your money growing even when the market is in flux. Call E-Trade Bank now for a free rate comparison and information kit. 1-888-968-8855. It's your money, so make the most of it. Call E-Trade Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Member FDIC, 1-888-968-8855.
Your ex-couple, number 36.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. So, are you, intimate?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you two have tried the Durex extra-sensitive condom, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a story behind that?
He calls me at work and says, come over at lunch.
I said, come over without your pants.
Oh, that's what he said,
really?
Yeah.
And she drove.
Oh, I did.
All the way from her office to the apartment.
I'm, like, getting hot. I'm standing there, like, I can't wait. I get there, there's a note on the door saying, be back in a minute.
So he gets back with the Durex condoms and... How do you feel?
Well, it feels good.
It was natural, it felt good, it was special, silky, I loved it.
It feels like heated marshmallows.
Yeah, I feel like he doesn't have anything on.
So, extra sensitive is the way to go.
It's a lot better. You are my good sex man.
Durex condoms. Set yourself free.
Listen to some real people from all parts of the country talk about arthritis pain and their experience with Jointritis Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment.
I have arthritis in my knees.
Arthritis pain in my ankles.
I went to get some Jointritis and it has worked wonders for me.
You just roll it on, rub it around. It just relieves that arthritis pain.
It is really good.
I'll use Jointritis to relieve the pain.
I love the roll-on.
I do recommend it to anyone.
I love it. Definitely lessens the pain.
Jointritis, the greatest thing since the wheel.
Jointritis is really helping me. Jointritis relieved me. It's really done the job. Please do not quit making Jointritis. It has been a lifesaver for me.
Jointritis all-natural pain relief ointment with maximum strength menthol for pain relief and triple skin conditioners, lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Use as directed when your minor arthritis pain flares up. Your results may vary. On sale with a special low price now through January 5th at CVS.
It left you in shock and left you guessing. But now it's back. The Showtime original series, Queer as Folk.
Just because we're gay, it's impossible for us to have a loyal relationship?
Not because we're gay, because we're men.
The show People Magazine calls groundbreaking.
Will you marry me? You aren't serious.
And Newsweek declares honest and wonderful.
You told him you didn't want him to see me anymore.
I just want you to say something.
You had no right!
Television's most provocative series returns.
Oops, dropped your towel.
No.
And this time, it's taking you places no one else would dare.
Your fall-down mess.
Beautiful.
I may be a slut, but at least I'm an honest slut.
It's the season premiere that changes everything.
Don't worry, we're still lesbians.
The second season of Queer as Folk, premiering Sunday at 10 sharp, immediately followed by the season premiere of The Chris Isaac Show, only on Showtime. No limits. To order Showtime, call 1-800-OK-Cable or your satellite provider. This program rated TVMA. Viewer discretion advised.
Cellport, wake up.
Yes.
Speed dial, office.
Darling, and while I'm dialing, may I say, as the Cellport 3000 with voice command, what a pleasure it is to serve you, Bob. Transforming your cell phone into a hands-free device while you drive, dialing your numbers for you, watching you. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Right, Bob?
Okay.
That's right, Bob. Of course, if I catch you driving like a crazy man, cutting off little old ladies, or ticking off truck drivers, I will speed dial your mother.
My mother?
Just kidding, Bob. A little voice chip humor.
Phew.
Compliments of the only hands-free system for the car that works with most any cell phone you own today, or that new one you get tomorrow. Your loyal Cellport 3000 at your voice command.
Ask for the Cellport 3000 at Circuit City Best Buy and Pep Boys, or go to cellport.com for retailers near you.
1027 WNEW, New York.
If your New Year's resolution is to get out of debt once and for all, help is waiting for you. Now there's a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping consumers who are in over their heads. It's called AmeriDebt. Their counselors can help you with your bills, even if you're way behind, even if you don't own a home. Just call them at 1-800-241-6537. AmeriDebt can reduce your minimum payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors to reduce or eliminate your interest rates, and they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. With AmeriDebt, you can pay off your debt in as little as one quarter the time you normally could. If you're over $2,000 in debt, call AmeriDebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-241-6537. It's completely confidential and you're under no obligation. So if your resolution is to get out of debt, call AmeriDebt now. 1-800-241-6537. That's 1-800-241-6537.
The Obie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Welcome back to
the Obie and Anthony Show. This is the Obie and Anthony Show. Running a commercial for arthritis?
Joint-ritis?
Yeah. This guy writes from Long Island. How many of your listeners actually have arthritis?
I don't know.
They seem to, the testimonials seem to really sell the front. I wonder if that works on PlayStation 2 thumb. Because I feel like I have arthritis in my hands after playing NHL 2002 for the last 2 weeks.
I noticed my fingers were hurting real bad. But I rubbed into joint riders, and now it feels great. I love joint riders.
Those are the testimonials. It's great. The woman seems to really be happy that she's no longer in pain. All right.
Well, I like it. Sometimes I hurt my hands on people's heads, and I need the joint riders. Joint riders, LPYH2. And a tire.
Well, we're hoping our listeners are going to help us out with the new format. We're coming up with cute little games and things to do on our show.
Of course.
We got one game. It's called, and it's not even a game. It's the 6 o'clock queef.
Yeah.
Megan started that from Ohio. And we'll do it again tomorrow. So, ladies, call in for the 6 o'clock queef. You got to call in around 5:50 or so we can be prepared, you know. Maybe tape it to make sure no dirty words were said so we could edit those out.
Edit out all that pesky spontaneity.
Maybe we can follow it up with some kind of thematic queep song. How many are there? It's got to be a few, right?
Sure.
And we're hoping to come up with some more new bits for the format here. Ta-Ta Tuesdays, Punch a Prego Friday, Edwin.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, man.
It's insane. The 559 splooge. No. The third hour, third input.
No, that's not going to work.
Drink from the Mule Patriotic Song Game? What the hell is that? I hung up, though.
You know what, though? We will come up with some other little cute little games to play.
Absolutely.
To satisfy that tool in Maryland.
Glen Burnie.
All right, Anthony, this story hit the day we went on vacation for Christmas, so it might sound a little old for some people, but, man, we have to talk about it a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's about Muhammad Ali, and it goes like this.
Parkinson's disease may have reduced his bellow to a whisper.
but Muhammad Ali's mouth can still get him in trouble. The 59-year-old former heavyweight champ stunned a gathering in Washington when he let loose with jokes guaranteed to offend just about everybody.
Oh, equal opportunity offender.
This was an actual joke that Ali said to a crowded room.
This guy,
you know, do it as Ali, because I won't be able
to. Well, the funniest part is he can get away with anything. He's so pathetic now. They had the premiere for his big movie there. Ali. With who's playing him?
Will Smith.
Will Smith. And there's Muhammad Ali walking into the movie there, and they're all like, Ali, Ali, the paparazzi, give us a pose. I saw a guy turn around and start laughing his ass off. Like, he looked at Ali and then had to turn around because he was laughing. Because Ali's trying to make it look like a boxer. So holding his hands up in his ass. Okay. I guess you could float like an I-beam. And sting like a cotton ball. And he's got his arms. He can't even hold him steady. And this guy, this little munchkin guy walking him around. It's sad because the guy used to be, I'll go get you, Joe Frazier. I'll get you, Joe. And now, Joe who?
You know his brain is still there, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He just can't communicate what he's saying. Thank you.
I still believe it's from the decon cargo.
So he's in a crowded room in Washington, and he decides to tell a couple jokes.
Here's his first joke.
This is the God's honest truth. Go ahead, as Ali.
What's the difference between a Jew and a canoe? A canoe tips.
Probably one of the more classic of the anti-Semitical jokes. So he says this in a crowded room. The crowd, which included a number of Jewish people, including Ali actor Ron Silver, laughed nervously.
Nervously.
But Ali wasn't thrilled. Here was his next joke.
A black, a Puerto Rican, and a Mexican in a car. Who's driving? The police.
And it says, blacks and Hispanics in the crowd also paid Ali the courtesy of laughing.
The courtesy.
The Washington Post, Lloyd Grove, who was at the party, reports that Ali's fourth wife, Lonnie, tried to head off his routine as he took the mic, pleading, no, 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 don't.
No!
Ali's rep admitted his humor was politically incorrect, but argued, these are not new jokes.
Oh.
Muhammad tells...
I understand the struggle.
Muhammad...
old jokes.
...tells them all the time because he likes to make people laugh.
I know, Ali.
And he shocks people to make a point. He always manages to defuse any situation that seems overly reverential.
Reverential.
Yeah. Okay. Following the film, everybody was paying tribute to him, and he was in a good mood. By the way, the premiere was a fundraiser for blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
You want to buy a dry doll? I owe my daughter money and I'm dodging it. I know that's right.
Well, the politically incorrect jokes.
I don't know. He's a guy that could get away with it, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Grease man. Yeah. He didn't really tell a joke, but, you know, a little off-color remark there, and that's it.
Joe wants in on this. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I heard Ali owes his daughter $6 and he's dodging her.
I know the strong.
And he needs a new dryer door.
I think the black chick digs me.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, well,
hey,
Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did some other...
I'm going to take the stage again.
Well, you were going to do some more jokes, but they yanked you off the stage.
What?
And we have a national radio show here. Would you like to try some of your other jokes out on the people?
A black guy walked into a bar with a parrot on his head. The bartender asked, where'd you get that? The parrot said, Africa, they're everywhere. Gravest.
Oh, God.
What do you call crime fighting in Harlem?
What?
Abortions.
What?
Abortions.
Ali, how's your Mercedes running?
It's brand new. It's only got 100,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
You notice there are no black people in the distance? The future looks bright.
future looks bright.
I didn't even understand the setup, Allie.
How do you fix a woman's watch?
Huh?
You don't. There's a clock on the oven. Rise and see the wonder smile on our town.
Why?
He doesn't know he's black.
Wow, they really like that one, Allie.
What do you call a pimple on one in Italian?
What?
A grease fitting. Not a black people in a flat million. But we heard that one.
Yeah, we heard that earlier.
Yeah. Why don't Italians have freckles?
Why?
They all slide off. Why did the Polish mother teach her son which way to put on his underwear?
How?
Yeah, yellow in the front, brown in the back. I got a million of them. I got a million of them. Hey, what do you get when you come to an Italian and a Polack?
Huh?
The guy make you an offer he can't understand. What does a black man get for Christmas?
What does a black man get for Christmas?
Your bicycle. What's white with a black a-hole?
What?
The A-team.
That's Brian Regan's bit,
Muhammad. Did you hear about the new black French restaurant?
No, I did not.
It's called Chez What? What did Lincoln say after a five-day drunk? I freed the who? What's the definition of black foreplay?
Oh, well,
don't scream or I'll kill you. How does an Italian girl save their legs?
I didn't understand.
How does an Italian girl shave their legs?
Oh, shave.
They lay down outside and have someone moan. Decon fog on. How do you stop a black baby from crying? Well, this whole gang.
No. Let's yank out Muhammad off the stage. No.
Pope said. Pope wrote C word.
No, that's Otto and George's joke.
In the conference.
No, that's Otto and George.
What did the two Jews say to each other? If we walk 2 more miles, we have all the oil. I know the struggle. What do you call a black man with no arms?
What?
Trustworthy. Oh my God.
Muhammad.
But he's all, you know, but I am the greatest. There's smoldering and Joe Frazier. What do you say to a black man wearing a suit?
Oh, what?
Will the defendant please rise?
Thank God you're black, Muhammad.
Yes, I notice an inordinate amount of black dudes. How do you get a one-armed Polack out of a tree?
Oh.
You wave at him.
All right, well,
look at that. Thank you, Muhammad.
Thank you. Depends on how slice, thin you slice them.
No, don't just start doing the punchlines, man.
What's the difference between Batman and a black man?
What?
Batman can go to the store without robbing. They have to pick cotton to get to him.
No, Muhammad.
Because they're Negroes.
No.
What's the... So birds don't crap on their lips.
No, Muhammad.
What's the... Good.
Thank you, Muhammad.
Eventually that crap turns white and stops stinking.
No, thank you.
What's the problem?
Thank you.
I'm afraid I forgot some of the beginning of the joke.
Mm-hmm. We're going to play What Do We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today.
Okay.
And we're going to do that after a very short break. Thank you, Muhammad.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, can you get F and A and then wipe your D on the curtain. Nothing you already told her twice.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. 2 minute front, 2 minute back, 6 million in your ass turn.
Jamie, what's up?
The warden.
Jamie!
They just yanked you guys off the radio like 4 times in Cleveland.
What?
Yeah, they just cut out like 4 times.
We'll see.
Is that true?
We'll see.
That's what they did. I'm sitting here listening to it, and it keeps going bleep, cutting out, and then coming back about 2 seconds later.
Alright, thank you. They're probably having problems with the satellite.
Oh, that may be.
We'll
maybe a snowstorm coming through.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
And I hope not.
Alright, Jamie.
Thanks.
What, Muhammad?
2 Mexican kids did a piñata.
No.
Just stick like Velcro to the ceiling.
You're awful, man.
Crime prevention.
No.
From the pepper spray. Behind the eyepiece of your rifle. Oh, Father's Day. a tycoon.
Let the record state that Earl is laughing. Oh,
so they don't bite their fingers when eating Tootsie Rolls. a thief? And a better thing.
What do we learn next on the Opie and Anthony Show?
I'm branch manager.
Break it down. Please, wow.
You love seeing boobs.
Please, wow.
Love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody come run around the street. Their clothes off.
That's a loud white people.
A brilliant idea.
There's the cure for cancer.
Your ignorance.
Yes.
Opie and Anthony Show.
N-E-W. We're so sick on 102.7. We got the sports guy 6 to 10 in the morning. Don and Mike, they bring it 10 to 3. You gotta love Opie and Anthony because they get chicks naked 3 to 7. 7 to 11, Ron and Fest. I call him Pharrella Fest. I hope he doesn't mind.
102.7. W-N-E-W.
Immortality is not just for the cryogenically frozen. Not if you take a tip from Dodge. Grab life by the horns. Try the vampire route. They live forever and party all night. But if the thought of blood makes you queasy, then hey, proclaim yourself a Greek god. There's no place more fun to hang out than Mount Olympus. Only real downside is you only get to eat ambrosia. See, life's all about making the most of who you are. Taking advantage of any situation, come what may. Like with the 2002 Dodge Caravan. Even with an eternity in front of you, you'll never be bored because you can use each and every one of its available 972 seating configurations. There's also loads of space and convenient features to let you take anything, anywhere, anytime.
Get 7-year or 100,000-mile powertrain protection on any new Dodge Caravan. See dealer for a copy of this limited warranty. Non-transferable, a deductible applies. Offer extended. Grab life by the horns. Dodge.
Anthony, double D's.
Double D's. I bet it's double the pleasure.
Take the entertainment from the average gentleman's club and double it.
What do you got? Double D's.
Double D's, located in Morristown, New Jersey. Double D's, the eighth wonder of the gentleman's entertainment world. They have two Double D rooms, a New York-style club with runway stage, club seating, and a VIP champagne lounge. Or a Jersey-style club, 20-foot ceiling, state-of-the-art sound and lighting system. At Double D's, from steaks to crab cakes, the food as tasty as the lemon. Double D's, the bachelor party capital, with their own private limousine service. Call them up, 973-326-9554. That's 973-326-9554. See it for yourself, Double D's. Double your pleasure, DoubleD's-Morristown.com. Located in Morristown, New Jersey, right off of Route 287. Minutes from Route 80, 24, and 280. 973-326-9554. Double D's, the eighth wonder of the men's entertainment world.
All fans 14 and under will receive a Michael Pekka bobblehead doll this Thursday night when the Islanders battle Pittsburgh. For tickets, call Ticketmaster.
Oz, an all-new season on HBO.
Don't you ever cry?
Survival of the fittest.
I got the power of Jesus on my side.
You're all about the Oz.
And only the fighters like not bars.
I'm not afraid to die.
We'll help you escape.
Here comes the dead man.
Everybody's got demons.
Oz, every Sunday night at 10.
It's time for New Year's resolutions, and if you've made a resolution to save money, Delta Airlines has great low fares to connect you to the people and places you want to see. It's the Delta New Year's sale. Hurry and buy your tickets now through January 6th and save big on worldwide travel through March 14th. From New York, fly one way to Jacksonville, Florida for $109, Los Angeles or Brussels for only $144, and Paris for just $157. Plus, save up to an additional 10% off sale fares at Delta.com. And when you buy tickets with your Delta SkyMiles credit card from American Express, you'll earn triple miles. The Delta New Year's sale. Purchase through January 6th. Everyone has a reason to see somebody person to person. That's the reason Delta flies. Sample one-way fares based on round-trip purchase. Fares are non-refundable and do not include a $3 federal excise tax per segment and PFCs of up to $18. Some changes permitted for an initial fee of up to $150. International travel subject to taxes and fees of up to $250. Seats are limited. Other restrictions, terms, and conditions apply. See Delta.com for details.
It's a brisk, sunny morning.
You're standing on top of the mountain.
And you're ready.
You push off.
You catch an immediate rush.
The view is absolutely beautiful.
You're at Hunter Mountain.
And you're having the time of your life.
Hunter Mountain realizes that now more than ever, family and friends are so important. And what better way to spend time together this winter than skiing and boarding at Hunter Mountain? Wouldn't it be great to come to Hunter Mountain and stay at your very own slopeside condo? Hunter Mountain's brand new Discovery Center can show you all the possibilities of home ownership with ski-in, ski-out convenience at Hunter Mountain's Lipside Village. Just part of the $7 million in improvements this year. Now's a great time to come home to Hunter Mountain.
Hunter Mountain gears up to host the Chevy Truck Women's Super Series races January 3rd through the 6th. Join them for an Olympic preview of America's finest female athletes.
Do you remember you? You always had your own thoughts. You were different, you were strong. You asked questions and embraced the solutions. You were free, fearless, and uninhibited. You were courageous. Now join us at a place where you can be you again. Courageous Radio with Ricky Cohen.
The single most important thing you can give your child is self-love. But it takes courage. First, think about your child's exceptional traits. Then write them down in a place you'll see them each day. Finally, make them obvious in everything you think, say, and do. See the uniqueness in your child, and you'll help your child feel that uniqueness and live it.
For a full 30 minutes of courage, join us every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on this station. And visit us at CourageousRadio.com. Courage has a new home. Remember when you were courageous? You still are.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Time to play What Did We Learn on the ONN Show. First day back from the long Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
Our Christmas suspension. First live show of 2002.
Yeah.
Remind me to talk about our idea, Anthony.
Yeah, I know.
Ran out of time today, and we need to spend some time with this new idea. A cool new contest for the virgins out there.
Yeah.
Details tomorrow. All right, let's go right to the phones. Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, first soundbite of the year was Clown Hat, Curly Hair, Smiley Face.
Oh, very good.
Ah.
Peace out, guys.
Thank you.
Norton, you suck.
Norton, you suck. George, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Welcome back. And I learned that you guys start vacation again tomorrow.
No. We'll be all right. Hell
no. No. And listen, if you do, can put in my request for the robot interview. Again, the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Did we replay that over?
I guess we did.
Oh, man. I got to tell you. The best.
Oh, good.
The
cool.
Guy that was the robot, but not the robot.
Yeah, it couldn't have been any funnier.
Cool. Thanks, George.
See you later, boys.
All right, bye. Remember Day Late Guy? Day Late Guy? Day Late Guy checking in. Yes, Day Late Guy. Hey, what's up?
Oh, and hey, how you guys doing? I wanted to welcome you back. Wish you a happy new year.
Thank you.
And I know you guys have your pulse on the city. I need to ask you something. I had a problem last night. I went down to Times Square to watch the ball drop last night. And the place was barren. I figured the place would have 200,000, 300,000 people.
Day late guy. That was the day before.
You were day late.
You're day late guy.
Oh, that explains it. I didn't see anything on the news. And that explains why you guys are working today. I figured you'd have the holiday off. Now I get it.
You're a day late on everything.
I understand.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Day late guy. Andre, what's up?
Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year.
I learned a couple things. I learned Norton didn't spend $400 on a handgun for nothing.
And
also learned it's not A or B, it's the twisty thing.
It was the twisty thing.
It was the twisty thing today that caused the little delay.
Very good.
You boys rock.
Thank
later.
You. Later. Yeah, it's good to be back. We needed that little rest.
Gary learned that Opie chooses fresh powder over family gatherings.
That's true. Dennis, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I learned between earth science, video games, and talking about the weather, nobody's going to get late today.
Well, yeah.
All right, boys. Think he rules.
All right, bye. Let's go to Pete. Pete, what did you learn on the show today?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I learned Norton knows too much about hookers in Nevada.
You're right, sir.
Well, that's true.
All right, later.
Thank you. Let's see what Jeff learned. Jeff, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned a couple things. One, short commercials rock.
Yeah.
And I think his real name is Garrett.
That's true.
What a story.
The young Garrett.
Yeah.
He also has the best bud, though.
Cool. Thanks, Jeff.
Dude.
Peace.
Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I knew you. Yeah, what I learned today is that you actually can make fun of the moon cricket to make fun of your Muhammad Ali. Hello? Hello?
Thank you. I love Silent Games.
He's going to turn it up. Dude. What happened?
I thought it was on the radio. Wait. Adam from Massachusetts, I learned that Barney music makes you feel guilty after you've done something bad. Gooch from the city, I learned that Opie's Islanders on NHL 2002 probably have a better chance at the Stanley Cup.
Dick.
Chesta from the roof. Oh, Jim Brewer coming in tomorrow. Speaking of
nice. Dick.
Will, the pill that makes your stuff taste like fruit is just awful. It takes the degradation, humiliation, and tears out of it.
That's what's the sound, Norton?
I forget. It was... why?
John from Hamburg, PA.
That's too much.
I learned that Batman can go to the store without Robin. Enigma from Boston. Today I learned that if it sounds like a bird but smells like catfish, it must be 6 o'clock.
Glad that went through.
Let's go to Doug from Springfield. Doug, what's going on?
Which I heard that if Schlocko was listening to the show today, he has enough material for a whole year.
For his whole radio career.
Poo-ha!
Poo-ha!
Later, guys.
Die, sir.
Uncle John, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I learned one thing. I learned that if you do the math in your head, you want to run home to your mom and suckle.
Yeah, so true, man.
Later, guys.
That's so true.
It's on the same lines as Mike from the Bronx. I learned 10 million years of evolution equals blip, whoosh, gone.
Skid Mark from Jersey. You guys pick up on everything. Today I learned that kneecap cancer is funnier.
testicular cancer has that impact.
That impact. You said that, right? Yeah. Trevor from Boston. Ali and Voss traded material at the Rumble in the Jungle.
I learned that the photographer from Maxim sucks at telling stories.
Oh, he was the worst.
Yeah, man. Awful.
Peter, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I learned how to boo a really bad movie.
Boo! I mean, really, boo! Very good. Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I learned that we are all raindrops on the windshield with the wipers on high.
Yeah.
And you guys rule, man. Norton, you rule.
Thank you, mister.
Hey, you guys rock. Later.
Thank you. Bob, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that the black girl in the corner with the Idaho potato bag is the hooker. Hey, can I try to stump you guys with a joke real fast?
We don't have our joke music set up.
Ah, that's all right.
No, it's not.
It's a quick one.
No.
All
right. No. I don't think so. No, I ain't reading that.
Another Rick inappropriate written thing.
No, someone else sent it in.
I learned that
Mad Max.
I learned that Muhammad Ali has a better act than Rich Voss. He's not even here to defend himself today.
It's okay. You went to see Voss for New Year's Eve, didn't you? How was it? Good. Brand new material for 2002.
Two new jokes. He said he had two new jokes he was bringing in.
I got two new jokes.
That's what you did New Year's Eve.
I didn't just hang out with Boss, dude.
Two new jokes, the incisor and the bicuspid.
I'm just trying to go through these real fast. Yeah, Aaron from Philly, here's a new bit game for your newly formatted show. We are looking for new bits.
Happening.
The 620 Alley Comedy Quarter Hour. This guy learned everyone in the studio has a crack-like addiction to Grand Theft Auto 3. And the management in Cleveland are a bunch of...